committed to healing. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
That's right, Nick. British police say 45 Muslim doctors used a British-based internet chat room to discuss plans to carry out terror attacks inside the U.S. The proposed targets included a Florida naval base, the proposed weapons, car bombs, and rocket-propelled grenades. Police have found no link between these doctors and the people arrested in last week's failed car bomb attacks here. The three men who hosted that website have admitted using the internet to spread Al-Qaeda propaganda. They'll be sentenced in a London courtroom later today.
Well, it rained in some parts of the country, but America celebrated its birthday in fine style nonetheless. There were fireworks from coast to coast, from Los Angeles to New York City.
Amazing. Absolutely spectacular. I did not believe what I'm seeing. This was awesome. I love it.
And there was plenty of patriotic music. At the celebration on the National Mall. In Boston, the Pops supplied the traditional Independence Day hits, while John Mellencamp boogied on the banks of the Charles River. But there was also a sober side to the festivities in the Washington suburb of Vienna, Virginia. During the show there, five children and two adults were hurt in a fireworks accident.
It actually blew up over there. Like, it made an explosion like it would in the sky.
And the holiday was marked by tragedy in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where a woman and two children drowned when a minivan rolled down a hill and sank in a pond. Fire Battalion Chief Ismail Pomelas.
Apparently, the operator of the van, a female, got out of the van, asked for directions to a barbecue. She may have inadvertently left the car not in park. The car started to roll down the hill.
A third child riding is in critical condition. All the kids were younger than seven. And south of Memphis, two children drowned in a boating accident on a lake. Authorities say the boat with four children and two adults on board sank about 50 yards from shore. The son of a former vice president is in trouble with the law. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has that story.
Al Gore III was stopped by police early yesterday morning. He was driving on Interstate 5 at around 100 miles an hour. Inside the vehicle, authorities found a number of drugs.
Valium, Xanax, Vicodin, Soma, marijuana.
Jim Amermino is with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Except for the marijuana, those are all prescription drugs, but authorities say Gore does not have prescriptions for any of them. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Independence Day is a day for presidential candidates to campaign. Democrat Barack Obama was on the hustings.
Folks in Iowa, you guys are...
In Ottumwa, police arrested a man carrying a large knife outside the hotel where Obama was staying. Now, the man had made no threats, but Obama's security detail thought they'd recognized him from another campaign stop. A new survey finds job prospects for the second half of the year look pretty solid. CareerBuilder.com's Matt Ferguson says 4 of 10 companies plan to hire the same number of people as in the first half of 07, while 25% say they will add more workers to their payrolls.
The careers that look strong going into the latter half of this year are sales positions within companies across the United States, anybody who's going to be employed within information technology, and then healthcare.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. At least two multi-acre wildfires burned near populated areas in the state yesterday before firefighters got the upper hand. 8-acre wildfire near Edwards now contained after a 20-person crew extinguished hotspots last night. Further west along the I-70 corridor, a fire near Eagle scorched between 5 and 10 acres as crews battled into the evening. No evacuations were ordered. No reports of damage. Meanwhile, two teenage boys are accused of starting two separate wildfires in Aspen, including one that investigators believe was sparked by fireworks. The boys haven't been identified because they're under 18 and haven't been arrested, but the cops say the cases will be referred to the DA for prosecution. And a Denver judge says a state rule limiting the number of medical marijuana patients that caregivers are allowed to oversee is jeopardizing the lives of many patients. Ruling in a case involving an AIDS and hepatitis C patient, the judge suspended the rule, which says that a caregiver can only give pot to up to 5 patients until that patient's case can go to trial. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, not a bad ride. Fairly light traffic for this holiday week around the metro area. Both I-25 and I-70 in pretty good shape. We have a couple of problems in Aurora. Southbound 225 just north of Alameda. Watch out for a single car crash. We have some final cleanup off the highway from a bad overnight wreck on Chambers near Mississippi. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy. We'll go down to 60, and currently it's partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rise and shine, and hurry to Kohl's Super Saturday with store-wide savings all day. Explore the store for early bird specials from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. only. It's Super Saturday, this Saturday only, at Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the Evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Radio Shack. Do more with your wireless phone. With accessories from Radio Shack, where they say, don't just buy stuff, do stuff. And by the new Die Hard Platinum Automotive Battery, available at Sears. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. What do Iraq or Afghanistan have to do with the 4th of July? President Bush made the connection yesterday in a speech at the Air National Guard base in Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Our troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other fronts in the war on terror are serving in a cause that is vital and just. And on this 4th of July, I ask every American to find a way to thank the men and women who are defending our freedom and the families that support them.
More after this from Radio Shack. I'd like to remind listeners to take a few moments today to review their emergency preparedness. A few small things can go a long way in helping you deal with the unexpected, like power outages. For instance, always keep a long-lasting flashlight and spare batteries within your reach. An emergency radio can also prove invaluable with its emergency alert feature, providing important updates from the National Weather Service and giving you more time to prepare. Remember, for helpful advice and emergency products, visit your neighborhood Radio Shack. These days we're loading up our cars with more than we used to, multi-disc CD players, GPS devices, cell phone chargers, even DVD players. It's time we had a car battery that was just as advanced. Introducing the new Die Hard Platinum battery with Evolution technology. With 40% more reserve capacity compared to spiral AGM batteries, and with a military-grade design, the Die Hard Platinum will help your car to start in any temperature. Don't get stuck in a bad situation. Get the new Die Hard Platinum battery with Evolution technology. Available at Sears and sears.com/platinum. To many Americans, the struggle among Iraqis and Iraq seems to have little to do with us, yet thousands of Americans have died there and more die every day. Why are we there? Why don't we just get out, people ask.
Our goal is to help the Iraqi government protect their population so they can make progress toward reconciliation and build a free nation that respects the rights of its people and upholds the rule of law and is an ally against these extremists and terrorists and killers.
Well, why go into a hornet's nest? Why stay there when there are these extremists, terrorists, and killers?
If we would allow them to gain control of Iraq, they would have control of a nation with massive oil reserves which they could use to fund new attacks and exhort economic blackmail on those who didn't kowtow to their wishes.
To that extent, it is about oil, as critics have said, but in a larger sense, the struggle is about something more important than oil. Mr. Bush knows very well what all the polls say, how unpopular this is, but his goal is not popularity. He is not running for office. He is president until January of 2009. That is a year and a half from now.
Victory in this struggle will require more patience, more courage, and more sacrifice.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Wow, this weather is terrible. Oh, look out for that deer.
Honey, that's a station wagon.
Whoa, what's that scary blue thing?
That would be the hood of our car.
Oh.
For optimal viewing in any season, get new Contour Profile Style wipers from ANCO. Upgrade conventional wipers or replace original equipment. Buy any pair of ANCO wipers and get up to $10 cash back after mail-in rebate. And get entered into the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes. See a participating auto store or service shop or go to ultimateroadtrip2007.com for details and restrictions.
The Osgood File, July 5th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Jim Spencer sitting in for Jay on this, the day after the 4th of July. Coming at you kind of groggy, like almost all of you probably are. Too much fireworks, too many hot dogs. Anyway, we're going to talk today, and I'm greeting you today from the other America. That's right, folks. I'm greeting you from the America where most of us live. That would be the place that Scooter Libby doesn't have to live in. The place where, if you're convicted of felonies and the judge says you ought to go to jail, that you don't usually have a guy who can step in for you and say, nah, he doesn't need to do any jail time. This is an excessive sentence. The place where most of us can't get health care, where 47 million Americans can't get health care, and those of us who have health care can't afford it. That's the other America. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to chat about a whole bunch of things. If you've got any ideas, any subjects that are really tugging at your heart, give us a call, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. All right, look, if George Bush's approval ratings can get any lower, and I'm not sure they can, the Scooter Libby thing probably is going to take him down into Nixonian depths. The latest Ipsos poll showed him getting near Nixon at the height of Watergate, the AP Ipsos poll. I was live blogging a presidential debate a few weeks ago with some colleagues, and when they asked the Republican candidates about how they felt about pardoning Scooter Libby, there was a shocking number of people who said, oh, we have to do that. And I think they were catering to the conservative base. And at that point, I typed in on my little computer, the American people will not stand for the pardon of Scooter Libby. And one of my conservative colleagues who was live blogging too said, oh, sure they will. Nobody cares about this. And besides that, he's just a scapegoat. He's just a whipping boy. Fact is, folks, somebody ought to pay for this. And fact is, nobody's going to pay. Scooter Libby's prison sentence is commuted, and there's no more stretch of this investigation. Some of you out there may have gone up to Boulder a few weeks ago, like I did, to listen to Joe Wilson talk. Joe Wilson is, of course, the guy who told the truth about the yellow cake uranium in Africa and the fact that Saddam Hussein was not getting material that was ready to be turned into a nuclear weapon. And it was for that truth that his wife was outed as a CIA agent. And it was for that truth which actually would have cast a pallor over the plan to invade Iraq that the Scooter Libby situation began. Yeah, I think Scooter Libby's a fall guy. If there's anybody out there who doesn't think Scooter Libby's a fall guy, please see me. I have some swamp property in Florida to sell. But if that's as high as we're going to get up the food chain, then that's where we're going. And we're talking about a nation of law, a nation of law and order. I mean, where are the law and order guys now, right? These are the people who proclaim that they're tough on crime. You're supposed to be, it's hard to out-tough on crime these guys. They also plead their moral superiority with family values. And yet what we get when it's one of theirs is, oh, the federal sentencing guidelines are way too strict and inflexible. This punishment doesn't fit this crime. Well, you know, Joe Biden has something interesting. He's a Democratic candidate. He's a senator from Delaware. He has something very interesting on his website because he's got the court decision about a fellow named Rita, R-I-T-A, this guy's last name. He had almost exactly the same kind of convictions that Scooter Libby did, and he made the same kind of arguments that he'd been a military officer for 25 years and that he had been a model citizen. Otherwise, he'd serve his country and been a good and decent human being, and he didn't deserve the roughly equivalent kind of prison sentence he got in a case for obstructing justice and perjuring himself. And, of course, the Bush Justice Department stepped in with the judge and said, that's crap. Okay? I think probably the hardest thing to take in the Scooter Libby case, and it'll be interesting to see if Americans will take it, and we're going to talk to some folks later in the show about that very thing, is whether people will accept the fact that there is going to be a double standard and we're going to just accept it cynically and, you know, pinch our nose and move on, or whether we're really actually going to react to that, whether we're going to react to it in terms of national politics, congressional politics, whether we're going to react to that in presidential politics. It ought to be an issue in the presidential election. Scooter Libby's, the commuting of Scooter Libby's prison sentence ought to be an issue in the presidential election. You know, if you have thoughts about that, I'd really like to hear from you. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Paris Hilton goes to jail. Scooter Libby doesn't go to jail. There's something very, very, very wrong. And so we're going to take a little break here.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more. All in one easy stop. Only at your neighborhood King Supers. Right store, right price.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey?
Yeah?
We really need new carpet in the bedrooms, living room, study, game room.
Sounds expensive, 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 and expensive.
Yeah, wrong, 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 and wrong.
Right now, get professional carpet installation for as many rooms as you'd like for just $99. See how at the Home Depot. Now until July 11th, buy the carpet, and basic installation is just $99, no matter what size house. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? One of the big places their cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. A matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred LeBron, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
The talk show that thinks like you. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, we're back. This is Jim Spencer. I'm sitting in for Jay today on this, the day after Independence Day. And we're going to talk today about the other America, the America where most of us live, an America where we can't get a break from the president if we lie about investigators who are looking into really serious charges that could have helped lead to a war that has become a national disaster, that has cost over 3,000 American servicemen and women's lives, that has injured and maimed tens of thousands of other people, probably killed 100,000 Iraqis. That's what the stakes are, folks. That's why the business of the people who are going to get on the radio now and some of my colleagues and talk about how, well, Bill Clinton lied, you know, it's a horrible cliche, but the fact is, right now it's true. When Clinton lied, no one died, okay? And you can go ahead and make an argument they should have maybe indicted Clinton. Maybe there should have been a trial. But right now what we're dealing with is Scooter Libby, and we're dealing with the fact that we're sending a message to Americans that if you are connected to the administration, the Bush administration, you are above the law. The Justice Department wasn't consulted very much on this, according to the reports. The positions of the Justice Department are completely antithetical to what the president did. And you've got what you've got here is probably the highest form of hypocrisy and double standard in a administration that has made that double standard a sort of a signature. You know, so we got to figure out what it means. Once again, I was talking in the earlier segment about whether or not the American people would stand for something like this and how you could react to something like this. I think there's going to be an opportunity in selecting a Republican candidate. I think there's going to be an opportunity, a Republican candidate for president. I think there's going to be an opportunity in selecting a president when both parties and whatever independents are coming in have been settled and there's actually a slate for a national election. But I also think it's going to play in state elections. I think it can be not a wedge issue maybe necessarily, but certainly an issue that gives people leverage. We'll be talking in the next hour with Pat Walk, who is the chairman of the Colorado Democratic Party, about how she thinks, or if she thinks, the Scooter Libby situation might play in the congressional elections in Colorado that are coming up. There's a big U.S. Senate race, certainly between Mark Udall and Bob Schaefer. It'll be interesting to see what Bob Schaefer says about the commuting of Scooter Libby's prison sentence. Bob Schaefer is a good and decent man. He has some fairly extreme views on a lot of things, but he's usually articulate and generally a pretty moral guy. It'll be interesting to see if he'll have to try to find a way to rationalize what the president has done here. I certainly believe that the president has not done the Republicans any favor. It's just one more thing. The war in Iraq was itself enough to drag many Republican candidates down. It certainly has dragged the country down. And you have to remember, and what the president must have, well, I don't know if he forgot it or not, but what he would like us to forget is that Scooter Libby's situation is directly related to the decision to invade Iraq. Directly related. The Scooter Libby matter spun from something that had to do with the justification for the invasion of Iraq. It is, they call it, in construction, they call it a load-bearing wall. And this is a load-bearing wall. And if it had crumbled at the time that Joe Wilson said, look, you're saying this is the evidence we're bringing that they're going to build a nuclear weapon, that they have the materials to build a nuclear weapon, when Joe Wilson said, that's not true. That took away a major, major load-bearing wall for the whole decision to go into Iraq. So it does come back to Iraq. And if Iraq, as the pollsters tell us, is really what's souring the nation's mood on the Bush presidency, and also, frankly, frustrating the American public about Congress, because Congress's inability to act on Iraq and immigration and certain issues like that have put congressional approval ratings into the dumper too. So we've got a really frustrated American public already, and when you add on top of that the idea that Scooter Libby shouldn't go to jail because he was a fall guy, well, if you're not going to get back up the food chain, then nobody pays. Nobody pays. And that's been a really ugly lesson in America, that the wealthy and the powerful, that they're two Americas. You know, John Edwards, when he was campaigning back in 2004, gave a wonderful, wonderful speech. I was covering the New Hampshire primary then. And John Edwards was at that point, really, they talk about Obama being Kennedy-esque, but John Edwards was Kennedy-esque. He was a guy who could capture, you had that southern drawl, like Kennedy with a southern drawl. He really had that dynamic. And he gave this wonderful speech about the two Americas, the Americans that have and the Americans that have not, and how it was a shame and also an abomination that America would let things go on like that. So, anyway, look, we got a caller here. Let's see who we got. Oh, Steve in Highlands Ranch. Hey, Steve, it's Jim Spencer. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm hanging. How about you?
Good, good. Hey, a couple of things. First of all, I'm conservative. Mm-hmm. You know, on the issue that you're talking about now with Joe Wilson, there's two things that I think are pretty important here. I don't know whether or not Libby should have been commuted, but first of all, if the issue is Valerie Plame, we've known for a long time that Scooter Libby wasn't the one that released her name.
Richard Armitage, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Richard Armitage did.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he said that he did it not knowing that she was, I don't even know if he knew she was a CIA agent or not. The second thing is when you're talking about Joe Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Wilson wasn't a solid foundation wall that was kicked down. The fact is the intelligence that Bush cited was intelligence from British intelligence, and although it was wrong, if you read the Butler Report, which was the post-Iraq report that the Brits did on their own intelligence, Lord Butler came back and concluded that even though it was wrong, the intelligence that the Brits had that suggested that Saddam was trying to acquire Yellowcake was solid intelligence. It just happened to be wrong.
Mm-hmm. So you think that the intelligence estimate that the president made in making the decision to invade Iraq was the best information he could get, and it was just an honest mistake?
I do, and here's the thing that everybody that wants to bash Bush over this issue is going to have to answer. The fact is if you look between going all the way back to, say, 1998,
mm-hmm.
okay, the intelligence we had from 98 until the NIE in 2002,
mm-hmm.
if at some point there, as people claim, Bush lied, manipulated, or cherry-picked the intelligence, what needs to be established in order to make that claim and make it stick is somebody's going to have to show us at what point our intelligence agencies realized that Saddam wasn't a threat. Because you can go back into the previous administration, who I don't think were doing things to try and help George Bush 5 years down the line, and they believed exactly the same thing.
Well, Steve, I think I would have at least allowed the UN atomic energy types to finish off their inspections and to make some conclusion before I actually unilaterally invaded a country. But that, you know, I understand what you're saying.
Well, and that's a fair point, Jim. And the people who disagree with what's going on in Iraq or disagreed with the invasion have said that over and over again. But that doesn't take into account the fact that the inspectors were there for the better part of 10 years. And the entire time they were there, it was a shell game. If you read Hans Blix's report from January 27, 2003,
mm-hmm.
he stated that although Iraq had become more cooperative, they still weren't fully cooperating. There were still tons and tons and tons of unaccounted for weapons and materials that they were looking for, that they were highly disappointed because the documentation that Iraq provided in, I believe, December 2002,
mm-hmm.
was pretty much the same thing they had provided several years before.
Right.
And, you know, look, after 9/11, at that point in time, you had to look at things differently. And,
right.
and in the end, to me, in the end, Iraq long-term is going to be something that we had to do.
Well, I think we're going to agree to disagree about how long and hard you should study before you unilaterally invade a sovereign nation that turns out that it did not have an imminent threat. We'll probably disagree about whether Iraq was a threat to us. But, Steve, thanks for giving us a call. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
Thanks. All right. Look here. Give me a call, 303-713-7600. It's Jim Spencer here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the other America, the America where we have to live, but Scooter Libby doesn't. And now we're going to talk to Gina Michaels about traffic. How's it going?
Thanks, Jim. Well, even with a lot of folks taking the day off, still have a pretty heavy ride along your usual southbound 25 stretch. That's between the Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. Similar pattern westbound I-76 as you aim for I-25. And we still have a crash blocking the left lane southbound 225 north of Alameda, as well as some cleanup on Chambers near Mississippi. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and warm. We're going to get a high of 90. Right now it's partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's early. You're hungry, right? Drive into Sonic for a supersonic breakfast burrito that's literally
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
Philips is proud to sponsor Live Earth in their global movement to solve the climate crisis. Live Earth will take place on July 7th as 9 major cities from around the world will provide 24 hours of music to highlight the problems and solutions to climate change. Philips is providing sensible and simple solutions through energy-efficient lighting. Join us in the movement to make a simple switch. Visit asimpleswitch.com to see what you can do today. Philips, sense and simplicity.
We can't help you, but if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
What do Haley Sykes of Keller Williams Realty, Bauhaus, Translations Gallery, and Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue have in common? They're all members of the Blue List, AM 760's exclusive referral program featuring local progressive companies. The Blue List is easy to find. Just go to am760.net and you'll have access to all of AM 760's Blue List members. Where you spend your money is just as important as how you vote. Vote wisely and support the Blue List from Progressive Talk, AM 760.
36-month leases. Tundra number 7X00. $2,500 due. Forerunner number 7809. $4,800 due. Zero security on approval.
Last weekend, at the Go Used Car Super Sale, we sold hundreds of cars and trucks. Now, Go Toyota needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So let's swap cars. Go swap your old car or truck for a new Toyota, like a 2007 Forerunner 4x4 or a 2007 Tundra 4x4 with a V8 engine. Your choice, just $299. A month. Go swap and receive the highest trade-in value. Go swap and receive huge discounts on our inventory. Go swap your old car or truck for a new Toyota. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll even see your trade-in value up front. 4Runners, Tundras, your choice, just $299 a month. Only at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road. Or call 303-GO-CARS-GO or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go!
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shuttle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay's off. Jim's in. Jim Spencer here for Jay Marvin this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Give me a call if you want to talk about Scooter Libby or anything else. But we are talking about the other America today. That's the America where we live, the America where if we lie under oath and and important matters of public interest and national security, that we generally will be punished, and we will not have our friend George Bush to step in and keep us from doing any prison time. You know, it's interesting about this case is that Judy Miller of the New York Times did spend some time in prison, will have turned out to have spent a lot more time in prison for trying to honor a really good journalistic concept. Now, whether you can argue about how Judy Miller did her job and whether she was way too close to Karl Rove and all those people inside the White House, but one of the things that happens with journalists is that you protect your sources, and she did, and she went to jail to protect her sources. And, you know, where was George Bush then stepping in? He let her cool her butt in prison. But, you know, Scooter's going to do less time, and I think that's just not really, it's just one more thing that shows how unfair the situation is. The other thing is, you know, with due respect to the former caller, I do think that there's a smell of payback all over the Valerie Plame situation. We'll agree to disagree with our, as the ex-Governor Bill Owens used to like to say, our friends across the aisle. Anyhow, we got Barbara in Inglewood. Barbara, what's up?
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm hanging. How about you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I just was calling in response to your last caller, who I just was struck with, you know, listening, and he said after 9/11, like that had something to do with us invading Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, too, we had the option. We could have definitely gone after bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Gone in, which we were in Afghanistan, gotten him and said, anyone who threatens the United States, we will go after. We still don't have bin Laden. We've attacked another independent sovereign country and killed how many millions of people and created how many refugees from that country. And it's still, you know, it's the same rhetoric over and over about justification, and there was none.
Well, you know, I think that, and here's the deal for me. The president keeps saying, well, history will judge. Well, I think history is already starting to judge. I think that the emperor's new clothes were never there. And, you know, once again, with due respect to Steve, because he was very polite and he was very articulate about what he believes. But the problem for those people who are sort of, they're not really apologists, but they have this theory that this was a good faith effort. Each new piece of evidence seems to prove to me that it wasn't a good faith effort, that it was a foregone conclusion that was looking for justification. If you read Kenneth Clark's book, and actually a guy I talked to at the 2004 Democratic Convention was somebody who worked with Ken Clark named Rand Beers, and he quit the White House the same way, or the, you know, the administration, the higher up stuff, the same way that Kenneth Clark did. Instead of writing a book and making a lot of money, he went to work on Kerry's campaign, but he went to work on the other side because he understood what the breach of public trust was there. And I think that we're still just getting to that. Hey, Barbara, thanks very much for your call. We're going to go on to Larry up in Conifer.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Sure. Larry, Jim Spencer here. Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, you bet. Happy post-4th of July.
Yeah, I'm still rubbing my eyes, buddy.
I just wanted to comment. Our dear friend Steve from across the aisle called a few minutes ago, and you were very gentle, very polite, very nice with him in your response. Huh?
Do you not like that? Would you rather have me yell? I'm not really a screamer. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, I'd like to do talk radio, but I'm not sure if I can.
The way to do things is what you're doing, and that is I just felt compelled to call.
Good.
To simply state the facts. If our conservative friends would simply allow the truth to seep into their brains, the fact is, yellow cake uranium was disproved a long time before we ever set foot in Iraq. That's what Joe Wilson was all about. He took out that full-page ad in the Times saying, folks, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's untrue. These are, you know, forged documents, not good. But that inclusion of yellow cake uranium still made its way into their major speeches at the UN. And I just pray to God, for the sake of our nation, people like Steve will let the truth seep in. Unpleasant as it is, you know, I was not a big fan of Bill Clinton lying. He should not have lied. Fine. Let, you know, chips fall where they may. In this instance, we went into a sovereign nation that was not a threat, we've done a wrong thing. Let that truth seep in.
Yep, I think that's a good way to look at it. Thanks for calling, Larry.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Mickey in Boulder, how you there?
I am, Jim. This is Denny.
Denny?
Well, that's okay. Yeah.
That's all right. My man John Turk is apparently deaf this morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, Denny.
No, that's cool.
Well, tell me what's on your mind, bud.
I want to agree with the two previous callers. That the conservatives have called in, you were polite and gentle with them. I want the conservatives who believe this path to be confronted with the reality that the general consensus is there is no connection between 9/11 and invading Iraq, and you just sort of let that slide. The reason, supposedly the crime, there's no crime beneath the crime, Libby protected Armitage and Cheney and Bush. That's why the obstruction of justice charge is there.
Right.
We have to start challenging these people because they come in with their talking points and their beliefs, you know, and they're wanting to, you know, let people get away with murder with no consequences. And we have to challenge them.
Well, how are we going to do that, Denny? I think we do it with our votes, and I think we do it by making. That's really what we're going to talk about with Pat Walk in the next hour. I mean, you know, and I actually probably will agree to disagree with you that 9/11 didn't have something to do with Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Hussein didn't do that. That was Bin Laden. Bin Laden was with religious zealots, but, you know, but for 9/11, the nation would not have stood for an American invasion, a unilateral invasion of a sovereign nation.
Absolutely.
And so,
point well made. I agree with that.
To that extent, and so I didn't let Steve ride on that. That is, there was an ability by people who wanted to manipulate us in our fear to do so, and that includes me as an American. And a member of the media. I think that there was a real feeling of vulnerability in that period of time right after 9/11, and we really weren't sure. What we have learned now is that if we had done our due diligence, as they like to say in the legal business, that we would have had a couple of thoughts about that. We'd at least have known more about the nuclear threat in Iraq, and maybe we could have undressed the notion that Saddam Hussein had somehow bombed the towers, which was an absolutely brilliant piece of political propaganda on the part of Dick Cheney and George Bush. And I say it in that order because I'm afraid that that's how the country was being run and may still be being run.
It's still being run that way.
Yeah.
It's still being run that way. Switching gears to Pat Walk.
Yeah.
I am one of hundreds of people out here who is... It's just so fed up and tired with the Democrats not standing up and insisting that Bush and his cronies have some sort of accountability for what they do. I supported Mark Udall mm-hmm. in the last election.
Mm-hmm.
I choose not to do that. Ed Perlmutter was the only Democrat who chose to vote against the, quote, emergency. How is they're an emergency spending appropriation, basically 48, 50 months after the war was ended in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
They gave George Bush four more months of an open checkbook to do what he chooses to do when he's made it perfectly clear he has no ambition to get out of there. He wants us he wants a continued occupation of Iraq, and I'm looking for, maybe independence to run, because I'm so tired of Democrats not having the courage to stand up and, you know, if necessary, veto, have, you know, pass the bill. If Bush needs to veto it, fine. Well, then let the election is when the American people say, who's really supporting the troops?
We'll have to...
This is,
We'll have to let the voters speak, Denny. Thanks so much for your call.
Alrighty.
Let's have some more of the voters speak after this break with Gina Michaels here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, what's going on the streets?
Thanks, Jim. Well, still have a pretty nice ride around the metro area. Nothing out of the ordinary at all. Southbound I-25 definitely starting to bunch up now between 38th and Spear. If you're trying to get into the downtown area, it's not too bad, though. Southbound 25 going to be heavy for you between the Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. And, of course, we still have a couple of problems in Aurora. That single vehicle crash southbound 225 being cleared right near 6th. And we also had wreck investigation going on at Louisiana and Chambers. Weather outlook today, you can expect a sunny day, warm day with a high of 90. Looks like it'll be even hotter tomorrow at 93. Right now, partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at am760.net.
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creekside.boulder.com.
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter CONDenver.com.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Bon Jovi's new CD, Lost Highway, features 12 new songs, including their current hit single, You Wanna Make a Memory.
You wanna make a memory.
Available now at Best Buy and BestBuy.com. Brought to you by IDJ Mercury.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jim Spencer in for Jay Marvin this morning. Coming at you from the other America, the America where Scooter Libby doesn't have to live, the America where people are held accountable for lying about stuff, particularly stuff that involves national security that ends up costing American lives. We got Jeff in Arvada who wants to talk about the yellow cake lie. Hey, Jeff, Jim Spencer, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Hey, the thing that's troubled me for many years on the subject, and it's a product of liberal talk radio more than not, spreading what isn't true about the 16 words that Bush used in that State of the Union regarding yellow cake, which was that British intelligence, which to this day stands by that assertion, found out that Iraq was seeking yellow cake. It hasn't been proven one way or the other, and I'll grant that much of the debate. that it isn't absolutely true that Iraq wasn't looking for it, but it certainly wasn't a lie on Bush's part. He was quoting British intelligence. And Joe Wilson's assertion that in 2 weeks or so of being in Niger, as sent at the request of his wife and the CIA,
I'm not sure his wife had anything to do with sending him there, but that's...
Well, she did suggest that he get sent, and that's been documented, and that came out through the commission.
Anyway, we got what we call master story here.
Uh-huh.
It isn't about liberal or conservative, it's about people sort of reaffirming what their own beliefs are. The fact is that they weren't getting the yellow cake from Niger, and they were...
That hasn't been established. The British still, to this day, stand by that. They do. It's you need to research it. The British have not retracted that. Bush was only quoting the British.
At any rate,
those 16 words include British intelligence.
I know they did.
They had to
because we didn't have any intelligence, and in fact, I think...
And we used all kinds of intelligence,
I think if we look at the American intelligence on the whole thing, the yellow
sure.
cake thing, we're not gonna find a whole lot of there.
The real issue here is whether there was
payback because Joe Wilson said something that Dick Cheney didn't like. And I think probably we will respectfully agree to disagree about whether they were trying to pay Joe Wilson back, and I believe they were.
And Joe Wilson could have filed an official report with the CIA in writing instead of going to the New York Times.
Well,
saying,
Joe Wilson,
I didn't find anything they lied.
If you hear Joe Wilson speak, as I did up in Boulder, he does say that he tried to go through channels before he published that stuff in the New York Times.
You may or may not
believe that. I choose to believe Joe Wilson on that, and it isn't because I'm the liberal radio. But it's because it turns out that Joe Wilson is actually right on this.
Well,
okay?
There's not a nuclear threat.
There's not a nuclear threat. The UN people finally came around and finished their report. There wasn't a nuclear threat.
That's all good and fine.
In Iraq.
The fact that from the mid-90s.
So what about due diligence? What about due diligence, Jeff? What about doing your homework before you make the very historic...
We didn't do it.
We invaded a sovereign nation based on partial intelligence.
Based on a number of things, not just, number one, that British intelligence, or the UN intelligence, or French intelligence, or a number of other things, including violations of things that Iraq agreed
North Korea violates stuff all the time. Should we be unilaterally invading countries? You know, a couple of years ago, I was invited to the Capstone Week of the Staff College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
When was the last time North Korea invaded another country?
Well, we took care of that when they invaded Kuwait, and we pushed them back, and maybe we should have gone to Baghdad then.
Maybe we should have, and you guys would have disagreed with that, too. You would have been screaming bloody murder the second that even began.
They didn't invade anybody this time. We invaded them. So let's not confuse that issue one bit. You know, you can argue that Saddam had something to do with 9/11. I don't think that's true.
Key word, we.
Was
Kerry not on the Senate Intelligence Committee?
We were the United States of America
was
and
John
invaded.
Was Kerry not on the Senate Intelligence Committee?
Of course he's on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Did he admit openly that he wasn't very interested in getting his intelligence reports when he was making those decisions?
Oh, I don't know. This isn't
voting.
About... Hey, Jeff, it's not about John Kerry.
It's about George Bush.
It's about a war that is costing lives, and we are mired.
The Democrats don't
have
to wash their hands of it by going, oh, now I'm against the war. Sorry.
Hey,
you guys made decisions based on intelligence, not on what George Bush said in the State of the Union, and it is so dishonest to get up now and say, oh, well, the village idiot tricked us. We were only listening to him. We had all this intelligence to look at ourselves, but we decided to listen to the village idiot so we could blame that we were tricked by the village idiot years later when it's not politically popular to be
if he is the village idiot, which there may be a lot of people who think, I don't think that Dick Cheney is a village idiot, but I think there was also a real push, and I believe Kenneth Clark, I believe that the president wanted to go to Iraq because Saddam had threatened to kill his dad, and I think that...
Sure.
You ended up with a justified...
Sure.
He took the nation into this war, and whoever voted for it, I don't... You know,
yeah.
Democrats voted for it, too.
Yeah, I know it doesn't matter, because that would be inconvenient to the debate you guys are having now.
Now,
just go back and look at who authorizes this president to do what he did.
What's going to be inconvenient, Jeff, is the way history's going to judge what we've done here.
I highly doubt it's paradise.
It's Palestine. We're stuck to a tar baby, and we are not a safer country... because of what we've done, and indeed we're going to spend years trying to repair our international...
That's all convenient to do now, and it's all convenient to say Bush lied about Yellowgate, when in fact that is not the truth. He did not lie. He quoted British intelligence. He quoted British intelligence, who to this day stand by that assertion.
Because he couldn't quote his own intelligence because he didn't have it. Hey, Jeff,
it isn't a lie if you say British intelligence say this, and today to this day they stand by it.
Thanks so much for calling, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, we got... what do we got? Harry on line two. Oops. Harry from Boulder. What up?
Good morning, sir.
Hey.
Well, indeed, the thing about the yellow cake was an entire lie. The information was cooked by, first of all, Italian intelligence under the auspices of Mr. Berlusconi. And the documents were fed to Bush. Bush gave those cooked Italian documents to the CIA, who came back and said, "Hey, these are abundantly phony because the people who signed the documents died before the date on the documents." So anyway, the crux of the matter is, Bush had to recycle this stuff through British intelligence, and then when British intelligence gave it over to Bush, he had a field day with it.
Right.
So he not only cooked the books, there was a conspiracy to cook the books with the Italians and the Brits.
You know, Harry, I think the real crux of the matter might be that, you think if this sort of episode and adventure in nation building had gone better than it's gone, that we'd really be concerned about that right now. I'm not sure, but I think all of this back and forth that we're having, we're trying to sort of prove points on both sides of this thing. I think that all stems from the fact that this has been a horrible policy decision and an unmitigated disaster.
Indeed, I agree with that wholeheartedly as a conservative. But the point I'm trying to make is the difference between right and wrong, good versus evil, that whole battle.
Right.
This country is better than that. And when we have politicians that to sink to that level to conspire to manufacture intelligence to start an illegal and illicit war.
All right.
I submit that's treason.
We are better than that. Hey, thank you very much, Harry. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-810-5223. 800-810-5223.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. They're having a heat wave.
We could fry eggs on the sidewalk.
Much of the West is baking in triple-digit heat, and there's no relief in sight. The mercury could hit a record-breaking 116 degrees today in Las Vegas, where Ashley Lowe manages a Denny's restaurant.
We don't get the humidity, but it's just so hot that it overheats cars, it breaks down our air conditioners. It overheats everything.
It was 116 yesterday in Phoenix, and that was relatively mild compared to the 122-degree reading in Bullhead City, Arizona. Well, Uncle Sam has thousands of new nieces and nephews.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
They took their oath as American citizens at 4th of July ceremonies around the country, becoming part of a citizenship surge that's been spurred in part by scheduled increases in fees to become a citizen and by growing anti-immigrant feeling. Audrey Singer with the Brookings Institution says the trend is straining the Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency.
Because of the pressure right now and the fee increase, there's been an even more accelerated increase in the number of applications, and the agency's overwhelmed.
Shell-shocked Londoners can breathe a sigh of relief. Police say the rush hour subway derailment that injured 37 people was not terror-related. The war on terrorism goes on. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. What's the latest, Vicki?
Frank, officials have downgraded the state of terror alert here. They seem pretty confident they've got all the people involved in last week's failed car bombings. But a London court has just passed sentence on three men who hosted a jihadist chat room in which, police now reveal, 45 Muslim doctors discussed plans to carry out terror attacks in the U.S. 3 years ago. No apparent link between the two groups of doctors, Frank.
Wired for sound and sight.
People want to do everything behind the wheel except drive.
Jonathan Atkins with the Governor's Highways Safety Association says this is becoming a real problem.
They want to use their video games. They want to watch DVDs. They want to use their cell phones. They want to send text messages. They want to send instant messages.
The distraction is dangerous, and some states are working on new laws to limit the use of electronic devices. Former Vice President Gore says he's glad his son, Al Gore III, is safe and getting treatment after California police charged him with speeding and possession of marijuana and illegal prescription drugs. Gore says he's thankful no one was hurt. Cleveland police say a man was apparently so upset by the noise from neighbors shooting off fireworks early this morning, he took a gun and started shooting. He killed two young men and a woman. An argument during a family fireworks celebration in Skyway, Washington, left one man dead. In Vienna, Virginia, five children and two adults were hurt when a neighborhood fireworks show went awry. Three workers were injured when leftover fireworks blew up on the National Mall in Washington last night. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are unchanged. This is CBS News.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760.
ProgressiveTalk.com. Get the score.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A statue of a Colorado Navy SEAL who died while serving in Afghanistan has now been dedicated in Littleton. About 2,000 people turned out yesterday as the memorial to Danny Dietz was unveiled in Berry Park. He died 2 years ago after being severely wounded in an Al-Qaeda ambush in Afghanistan. After his death, he was awarded the Navy Cross, the Navy's second highest medal. His sister was moved to tears by the dedication.
I can be certain that now that this sculpture is here, that children will have a better understanding of what a true hero represents.
Believe it or not, some residents had objected to the statue because it shows Dietz holding a rifle. They've campaigned together in Iowa. Now the political husband-wife act of Bill and Hillary is heading to Aspen for two fundraising events this weekend. Hillary Clinton joining Bill Clinton Saturday for a cocktail hour at a local restaurant, with a second party a little later at a belly-up eatery. Tickets to the cocktail hour are $1,000. The belly-up event costs $2,300. Neither one is sold out. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, not a lot to slow you down. They got that single vehicle crash out of the way southbound 225 near 6th Avenue. We have no further hang-ups along that stretch, although it's going to be busy for you southbound through the DTC as usual. Crews still trying to clear that wreckage and clean up at the intersection of Chambers and Louisiana from that bad overnight crash, so I would avoid that area. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect a...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The elections for Congress is Pat Walk, the Democratic chairman for the state of Colorado. How you doing, Pat?
Good morning.
So we've been talking here for the first hour about the other America, the America where we live, the America where Scooter Libby doesn't have to live, where you can kind of get away with covering up stuff and paying people back for telling the truth about things that lead to unilateral invasions of sovereign nations and cost a lot of lives and tens of thousands of injured people as well. But what I'd like to talk to you about is how something like this in Washington with an already unpopular president, I was blogging a presidential debate and we were tracking the references to Ronald Reagan and the references to George Bush, and of course there were many, many references to Reagan, and finally there was a reference to Bush somewhere like in the hour, at the 1 hour mark, and it was a bad one.
Right.
But, so you already got a guy who's on the run, but when you get a situation like this in which the president does something that I frankly don't think the American people will stand for, but my conservative colleagues think that it's absolutely appropriate thing to do. How do you think this plays in congressional elections at the state level?
Well, I think that, first of all, I have to say all politics is local. We know that. But we are talking about a president who really has shown terrible disregard to the law. We can just go back and look at some of the things the spying, the Patriot Act, and some of the things it's done to invade our own privacy. And then when it gets right down to it, pardoning someone who clearly broke the law, I think that the public in general is really tired of it. I was looking at polling again. Of course, neither the president nor the Congress has high regard right now, but I just think that in general, what I hear as I go around the state is that people are terribly dissatisfied with this president. I think this is a pattern of lack of leadership, if not just pure malfeasance in office. And it does have a ripple effect. It is one more piece that says to the general public that we have a culture of corruption in Washington, D.C., and the only person who gets relief on this or who gets bypassed are people who are friends of the president.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said all politics is local, and yet I recall not so long ago the Ed Perlmutter campaign where the battle cry was, this is a United States congressional campaign, and we're running it on national issues. So, you know, you're right about the fact that people are looking for a representative at their local level in terms of a congressperson, but don't you think that national issues are going to dominate your congressional campaigns a lot more than sort of anything that's really terribly, terribly local?
Well, they should. I mean, I when I say all politics is local, part of what I mean is that, I come out of the early days when, you know, everything was grassroots politics, and then we went into the phase that was all about media, and now I think we've got we've come back to the grassroots politics, although we do need the media to some extent. Ed Perlmutter is a great example. He every Saturday morning holds court in a local grocery store to talk to the average voters that are coming in.
Yes, we actually had an unpublished, when I worked for the Denver Post, we actually had an unpublished picture of him picking his nose from one of those meetings.
Oh, my God.
That's right. It's taped to somebody's desk downtown, but don't tell him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, but the point is that you know, people want, they want authentic people running for Congress who are honest, who are going to listen to what their issues are, and are going to try to help solutions. You'll hear me say that over and over again. It's kind of my mantra. But I think that Ed is a perfect example of that. I think that in these congressional races, it's very, very clear that the two big issues that are out there over and over again are the war in Iraq and universal health care. And so in the end, it's how does this affect me? I think people are just pretty cynical right now about Washington, particularly with the president who only gives special treatment to his friends.
Yeah, I think you've hit on something, and that's the cynicism. And if you're out there and you're cynical, or even if you're not cynical, you can call in and add to this conversation here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Call 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. You know, Pat, cynicism manifests itself in a couple of ways. I think what the president might be seeing based on what the Ipsos AP poll numbers show is that the cynicism within his own party base is leading people to be so disgusted that they won't participate. Now, if everybody's disgusted with everybody, or if the public is disgusted with everybody, including the Democratic-led Congress, why isn't there's some worry on your part about your folks staying home too?
Well, because as I go around the state and there are record turnouts for events, I was just last weekend I was in Sawatch County, Alamosa County, and Huerfano County, and people are coming out. People are outraged at what's going on, but they're still in there, eagerly fighting. And what's interesting to me is that every place I go, and I would expect this with if you're a candidate running for office, but not with the state party chair, is there are people walking up to me and saying, "I'm a Republican," or "I used to be a Republican," and I'll say, "What are you doing here?" And they say, "It's the war in Iraq, it's the budget deficit, and it's the feeling that my party's been taken away from me by extremists." So I think that not only do we energize our Democratic base, because there is a possibility of doing better, we have the opportunity not only to re-elect the people that we've already elected to Congress, but you know, I still hope of picking up those other congressional seats, and most importantly, we have the possibility of electing the next president of the United States.
Well, I think that you're on to something there, but I think we're going to have to talk on the backside of the break here about whether or not, if you're going to reach the big middle, which there's an awfully big middle in Colorado, that you're going to be able to satisfy some of the people, like the fellow who called earlier and said he was just fed up with the Democrats, too, about what they wouldn't do about the war. So, you know, you've got kind of a juggling act, and I'm going to, you know, we're going to let you talk about that later. But I think there is a kind of a Colorado strategy for winning statewide election, and it may not necessarily be the strategy that that the most loyal left-wing members of your party's base.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Well, I can dance whenever. This is Jim Spencer. I'm in for Jay Marvin this morning. We got Pat Walk on the line with us. She's the chairman of the Colorado Democrats. But before we get back to Pat, let's talk to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I think we're all fine.
Good. Listen, I would always like to say one thing from the base of the party. People like myself who are staunch Democrats, we've had enough and we want some action. I'm talking to Pat and I'm talking to Governor Dean on a national level. Cannot ignore us anymore. This is ridiculous. You need to start standing up and getting and growing a set of you know what, and start doing what
tomatoes?
We put you in office to do. That's what I tell the leadership of this party.
So what do you think? What do you think then? What would be something that would satisfy you as from the
first
hard
of all,
base?
I want to start the impeachment process. We have plenty of evidence. We have various crimes of treason and obstruction of justice and all these things. Somebody needs to start doing something.
And what do you
want
to do?
That's the first thing I want.
And what do you want to do about Iraq?
I want our troops out of Iraq. I'm a Vietnam vet. We know the mistakes. We've been lied to by other presidents, including Democrats. Johnson lied to get us into Vietnam. They lied to get us into Iraq. People are dying for nothing. We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on a lie. Let's correct it. Let's get out of there, and let's start doing something about the corrupt people in Washington instead of sitting on our hands.
Okay, Don. Well, thanks. Let's have Pat talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
So, Pat, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to Pat about. This is the side of the party that wants something done. They're eager for action. They're angry. They are motivated. The question is, if you do what they want, are you in any better shape than the people in the Republican Party who are, you know, cleaving to the right wing? That's something we're going to talk about. Okay, that's something we're going to talk about with Pat here.
Hello,
so
I'm
Pat,
here.
Okay, sorry about that. Look, so there you heard perfectly what I was trying to articulate before we went to break. That's a guy on your party's edge, and he's angry. I would use another word, but I can't. It's the radio. Well, maybe I could.
Yeah.
But anyway, how do you deal with that guy and still maintain a viable kind of winnable campaign in Colorado? Because I think that person, while he has the strength of his convictions, is not entirely unlike the people who I met up with down at the Broadmoor, where, you know, when I gave I was on a media panel for a bunch of conservatives, where they said, oh, well, we can't have a nominee who won't appoint people to the Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade. Well, that's not a winning strategy.
Well, now, first of all, I want to say I understand his frustration. My husband's a Vietnam vet. My brother is on full disability from Vietnam. And while my nephew was in Iraq, he didn't even have toilet paper. I was sending him boxes of toilet paper. So I understand the frustration. But a couple of things. One is when Speaker Pelosi was here earlier this year, she just flat out said that an impeachment process would tie up the Congress for the next 2 years, and by that time Bush would be out anyway, and she did not believe that was a good use of time. Secondly, as far as the Iraq war is concerned, what I'm told, whether I agree with the strategy or not, what I am told is that we don't have a veto-proof Congress, and so we tried to reduce funding the first time. Bush vetoed it. The second time we decided to give him a little more time. I'm saying we, the American people, the representatives that we elected. And obviously that is not working. But until we have a new president and a veto-proof Congress, which I think we have, even if we have a Democratic president, we're going to be stuck here. And he's absolutely right. Every single person out there, no matter who you are, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, unaffiliated, we're totally frustrated with what's happening in Washington with regard to the Iraqi war. And all I can say is the alternative is worse.
Right.
If we don't elect good, strong Democrats who are going to keep fighting this fight, we're going to be stuck with Republicans who will just perpetuate this war even more.
Well, but one of the real dilemmas here, and I think you see it in Hillary, I think you saw it in John Kerry, is people of a certain age, and I don't want to ask you on the air how old you are, Pat, but people of a certain age remember Vietnam, and they remember how they felt about not supporting troops by blaming the fighters for what was the political decision that put them in the fight. And I think making that distinction is so critical right now. I think it's critical first to my own conscience. I think it's critical to Hillary's conscience and to John Kerry's conscience and people like that. I think it's also critical to George Bush's conscience. So the question then becomes, how can you do what you need to do to change a failed foreign policy while protecting the people that are out there fighting, who are just put here and put in harm's way through no fault of their own?
Well, I think there are various. I'm not going to get into second guessing members of Congress, because I'm not sitting in their seats, but I've heard enough proposals about, you know, pulling troops out to the surrounding countries and things like that. I think there are proposals that are out there, but as I've had it described to me by one of the congressional offices here, is it's like a pie shape. You've got a certain group of people who want it out now, which I think is what most of the American people want. You want you have another group of people who want to stay forever, as far as I'm concerned. And then you have a third group of people who feel like there needs to be some kind of plan for gradually getting out. And you've got to get two of those groups working solidly together in order to get anything done, and we're not there yet.
Let's talk to Paul in Kittredge about how he feels. Hey, Paul, Jim Spencer here. So what do you think?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment in regards to a lot of people that are calling in and being fed up with the Democrats and the way they perform so far. If you take into account how long this administration has been in office, which is 6.5 years, and we couldn't get anything done prior to that because of not having the House or Senate. Now, if you take into account how long the Democrats have been in office, only 6 months, we have come very far so far in this administration what we could do. It's just the key points that are not getting done is what people are worried and getting frustrated about. If you take into account, though, and take octopus to 6 months, as opposed to the 6 years, 6.5 years of the presidency, I'd say the Democrats are doing a damn good job. That's something I just want to convey out there. People don't get fed up and start voting for an independent who could turn out to be a stupid Republican like the rest of these people in this administration.
You mean like Michael Bloomberg?
I mean, like, yeah. There's one example that, like, a lot of people who might want to change to vote or register independent as opposed to Democrat. I'm devout. I'm not going to go anywhere. John Elway didn't do anything for everything in this until he won a Super Bowl. So it's going to take some time, and I don't want it to be 15 years. But at the same time, guys, you got to relax and take some time. And there might be a better reason for this. He could be holding off an impeachment trial until after they're out, so they can get him criminally.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
So, Pat.
Am I here on?
Yes, you're on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're still here.
Okay, it's, good.
This is you're dealing with a man who has no hand-eye coordination.
Well, I'm sure.
But my heart's in the right place. Anyway, the producer is in here. He's about to choke on his chewing gum. So you know, he pleads for time. Paul does. The fact is that there is a sense of urgency though about Iraq, and I think that the reason that you would talk about Scooter Libby, are you expecting your candidates to use Scooter Libby in the campaign? Are you expecting them to raise that specter, and then are you going to use it? If you use it, are you going to relate it back to Iraq? Because that's really where it starts.
I know, and I have to be honest here to say that Ambassador Joe Wilson is a friend of mine, and this is really...
Well, get him to call up.
Well, he's down in New Mexico.
I know. Well, you know, if he's a friend, call him up at home. Hell, he's probably still at home. He's retired, isn't he?
He is, but he's traveling around the country.
All right, call him on his cell. If you really know him, he'll have a cell.
I don't know whether I... Well, we'll see when I get off this line, but I just think that... I just think that I think it's part of a pattern. As I was talking to one of your colleagues at the Post the other day, George Merritt, I said, what I see here is a pattern that has continued for the whole term that Bush has been in the presidency of disregarding laws when it's convenient to. I mean, you know, now the vice president says he's not even part of the executive branch.
He doesn't have to turn over materials to the National Archives.
Right, exactly.
And that's, again, another for me, another piece of evidence that there is, this was payback, and they're trying to hide a lot of what went on here because it would lead higher up if they had to give up the records that they're supposed to give up.
I think that's absolutely true. But the point is that you have a pattern in place of someone who interprets the law the way that he wants to interpret the law. And that is just such a disregard for the principles on which this country was built. And I think that candidates, as they're running, my guess is that they're going to be running as much on if we're not out of the war in Iraq, which I don't expect us to be, that is certainly going to be a principle, but also about what they can do for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, energy independence and health care, two absolutely essential things that I hear from every single person along with the war in Iraq. I mean, you talk to the average person and he says, I can't afford the gasoline, you know, that I have to use to go to work. I can't afford health care benefits. So I just think that those things we can't ignore. These are kind of racy things, but in the end, there is a politics of corruption in Washington, and it's coming out of this White House, and I don't think people are going to forget it. That Scooter Libby's only one of several things that we can list over the past 6 years that's come out of this White House.
All right. Well, that's good. Pat, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Also, thank you for promoting what's going to be the last hour of this show, which is about health care and costs. I posted my first column on SpencerSpeaks.com last night, and it's about health care, and there's a line in it that I like. It says, when your health insurance premium costs more than your mortgage payment, it's time to punt. Thanks very much, Pat, for calling, and take care.
Thank you.
All right. Now, from Pat Walk to Gina Michaels and traffic.
Thanks, Jim. Should be a really nice drive for you just about wherever you are. We're free of wrecks on the highway. We're still enjoying good speeds on I-25 through the tech center. No issues for C-470. Going to catch the usual sun glare eastbound routes, but they all look good, including 6th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike. And looks like Chambers finally back open at Louisiana as that crash investigation is finished. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 90. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Pay one price and enjoy unlimited carnival rides, concerts, fireworks, animals, mutton busting contest, and more.
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
Thinking about heading to the mountains for the weekend? Need something bigger to get the whole family to Grandma's? If you need a reliable car or an SUV or a four-wheel drive, call Avis. They're conveniently located in your neighborhood. They have low weekly rates. Plus, mention this ad and get a complimentary vehicle upgrade. Go to Avis.com or call 800-331-1212. That's 800-331-1212. Use Avis Rent-A-Car and enjoy the ride.
Right now, plan your vacation at your local auto parts store or service shop, because during the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes, you could win a trip to Orlando or Las Vegas and get up to $60 cash back after mail-in rebate when you replace your wipers, brakes, or line the front end. Just buy or have installed qualifying Anko, Wagner Brake, or Moog products. Mail in the rebate and you're automatically entered in the sweepstakes. See a participating auto parts store or service facility or download a rebate coupon at ultimateroadtrip2007.com. Certain restrictions apply.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
In your hands now. You've seen our ads on TV. Now is the time to call. For free information, just call 1-800-400-5581. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. Call right now for free information. 1-800-400-5581. 1-800-400-5581.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Spencer in for Jay Marvin this morning, here in the other America, the America where Scooter Libby doesn't have to live, the America where, you know, we've been talking about the fact that some of us are going to be held accountable for our actions. We're also talking about the America in a later hour that 47 million people don't have health insurance, and some who do have lousy coverage, and those who have it are starting to not be able to afford it. So that'll be coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But right now we're still talking about the other America. And we were talking with Pat Walk in the first couple of segments of this hour about how something like Scooter Libby's commuted prison sentence will play in state elections for the Congress. I guess they probably couldn't get it to play very well in state legislative elections or city council elections. Pat thinks there's a kind of a atmosphere of corruption in Washington. I think that we have to figure out what we as voters in the hinterlands can do about that. And I actually think that if candidates are smart, they will develop a position on the Scooter Libby matter in anticipation of getting those questions, if not from reporters, but at least continually, and probably from reporters, but continually from voters in just about every forum they go to. Because, I had an old playwriting teacher named Lou Catron, and what he used to tell us when he was teaching us to be creative writers was that you get to the universal through the specific. And I think that Scooter Libby is a symbol of what has happened with the Bush administration. And I think his being convicted and then being kept out of prison by the president is so symbolic of the lack of accountability that you can actually use it as a paradigm for trying to drive toward even larger issues. And then, you know, you can relate what Scooter Libby did back to the decision to invade Iraq, because it's all about that payback to Joe Wilson for telling folks that they're wasn't yellow cake uranium that was going to go from an African nation up out to Saddam Hussein. He was sort of taking the clothes off the emperor, and the emperor decided he'd kick him in the nether regions, I guess you'd say. Anyway, let's talk some more about that, because we've got the phone lines open. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. It's Jim Spencer here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Give me a call. So, you know, Pat wants to talk about things that might play in the local elections. I think she did a pretty good, pretty political job of putting off the caller from her party base who was so angry about what the Democrats haven't done. But, you know, Pelosi is right when she tells Pat Walk and anybody out there who will listen that an impeachment hearing right now is going to be a disaster. The impeachment hearing on Clinton was a disaster, too. It eventually bit the Republicans in the fanny. And the same thing will happen to the Democrats if they waste their time on this. I don't think that there are impeachable offenses here, and if there are, they're going to drag out longer and longer and longer. And what we got to be doing is moving forward in a way that might secure the offices that we need. We're going to talk to Jennifer and Centennial now about that whole issue. Hey, Jennifer, it's Jim Spencer. Thanks for calling.
Hi. And one of the things that I know Pat Walk's not on there anymore, one of the things I wanted to talk about is the fact that I don't even think a lot of the Democrats are standing up here locally. They're not fighting back against the electronic voting machines. They've got Ken Salazar voting right in lockstep with the president a lot of times. And we're just tired of it. You said that the universal is handled by focusing on the specific. Well, they need to go on to the voting machines and fight those. Adams County Clerk's a Democrat. She bought the electronic machines, just like Diebold and all those wanted her to.
Mm-hmm.
Arapahoe County, they went ahead and bought them, too, with the full approval of the Democratic Party in Arapahoe County.
Mm-hmm. And
Salazar voted for the bankruptcy bill right along with the president.
Right, and Salazar supported immigration reform right along
you
with
bet.
The president, too. Well,
he sure did. And the other thing, when he was on the local TV station, when the president got off the plane at Buckley, there's old Salazar. He didn't just shake his hand in a civil manner. He was like, "How are you doing?" with a big old smile.
Well, now,
that's what they need to look at.
How would you like your senators to, your U.S. senators, whether they are Republicans or Democrats, to relate to the president, whether he is Republican or Democrat?
On a civil manner, of course, or, you know, a polite civil manner. But you know what? They need to fight him on every turn. And this whole thing about impeachment, I don't know whether it's the right thing or not the right thing, but the point of the matter is, oh, we can't do it because that would tie up the Congress. What's wrong with the Congress doing more than one thing at a time? The rest of us have to.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Jennifer. I think one of the calculated decisions that you're going to see made in the election is that the Democrats want to continue to control the Congress. And so in a place like Colorado, that does dictate how much you can really talk up certain lines of thought. I mean, Ed Perlmutter was very good in a district that was already half and half, actually a little more than half Democrat, and had a bunch of sort of moderate independents. So he had a lot more room to speak about things, about the Iraq War and those sorts of things, than somebody running for a statewide office in Colorado gets to have. And I think it comes down to a Machiavellian decision. It'd be interesting to know how you feel about this. Would you rather have a centrist Democrat for your U.S. senator or your congressman, or would you rather have someone running on the really staunch principles that you believe in, knowing that their chances of getting elected would be much less if they took that position?
Well, you know what? I think that you should always say what you think, and sitting in the middle of the road gets you hit by the traffic from both sides. That's what I think.
That's a great, great line. Hey, thanks a lot, Jennifer.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got John in South Denver. Hey, John, what up?
Good morning, Jim.
How you doing?
Well, just struggling to get up every morning on the right side of the dirt.
That's right.
You can do someday.
Doing whatever you got to do to get three hots and a cot.
That's about it, really.
Except go to jail. You know,
yeah.
That's what Scooter would have gotten in jail. He would have gotten three hots and a cot.
Well, it was his turn, but...
Well, maybe not.
Just don't mean anything to these guys.
Apparently not.
I understand your point of view that it makes you very nervous about impeachment. I understand Pat Walk's point of view. But, you know, I see a pattern of one sentence... the dismissals by Pat and other Democratic leaders of the need for impeachment, or even willingness to discuss. You know, one sentence dismissal, change the subject and go to something else really isn't very Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
Bush will veto every meaningful bill the Democrats pass in this session, including health care. Whatever they do that the people want, Bush will veto it.
Mm-hmm.
The only bill that Bush cannot veto and the right-wing Supreme Court cannot set aside is impeachment. The only way that Congress will accomplish anything meaningful in the next 18 months is to impeach Cheney. This is a Democratic Congress with positive ratings of only, I think, about 27%, which is less than Bush's ratings. The voters elected them to step up,
mm-hmm.
stop the war, stop the Cheney-Bush administration. The Democrats took an oath to defend the Constitution against domestic enemies. No one, including most Republicans, will quibble that this administration is a domestic enemy.
Well, that might be a little bit over the top, John, but go ahead.
I don't think it is. I think all Coloradans should call 800-828-0498 and tell your congressman to support impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to support them in that next election.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I'll tell you, I'm getting tired of the BS. They've got to stand up to the and do what they promised to do in their oath. I think it's about time, don't you?
Well, I don't think that impeachment is a very good strategy for continuing to hold the Democratic Congress, but we'll agree to disagree about that. Hey, John, thanks for calling.
You're good, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, it's another John. This one's in Longmont. What you got on your mind, John?
I disagree with you on the impeachment. I think that this country is looking now for accountability, and the only accountability there will be is if there is an impeachment. There's been recent polls that say as many as 65% or 70% of the people are in favor of impeaching Bush,
mm-hmm.
and for the legacy of crime that he has basically been fostering ever since he's been in office. So I think it's past time to go down that road.
How old are you, John?
I'm 48.
Okay. Do you remember Richard Nixon and what happened with Richard Nixon?
Absolutely,
well,
I do.
Well, here's the deal for me. Well, first off, I think that the Clinton impeachment backfired on the Republicans, and I think that a Bush impeachment would backfire on the Democrats. But if this country wasn't ready to get rid of somebody who did what Dick Nixon did, then it isn't really necessarily about respect for the individual. It does have something to do with respect for the office. But if you just want to take it at a pure political strategy level, isn't it better to have somebody in there who can be kind of a whipping boy with a record that is just ridiculously bad to point to and try to saddle your opponent with? And I'll give you an example. Ed Perlmutter, when he was running against Rick O'Donnell, the very night Ed Perlmutter won the Democratic primary, against Peggy Lamb, he started with this looping videotape at his headquarters, and all it was Rick O'Donnell getting off an airplane with George Bush, and then Howdy Doody and Buffalo Bob, you know, famous pairs. It just started doing, he had crazy pairs, the Wrigley Gum Twins, and then Rick O'Donnell with George Bush. You know, rather than get into that whole fractious bit about impeachment, why wouldn't it be better to do what Pat Wock said, to use Bush's lack of popularity as a way to get the Democratic president who might allow some of these initiatives that the Democratic Congress has been thwarted by the president now?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but the problem is that we've got another year and however many days of
feels like a countdown,
presidency,
doesn't it?
And the problem is that he has such a lack of integrity and such a disrespect for our laws that he can hurt us very badly in the next year
mm-hmm.
and a half. So I don't think we have that luxury. I understand what you're saying as far as being able to use him as a whipping boy and his mm-hmm. unpopularity and everything, but literally, with the kinds of things that he's doing, just like the pardoning of Scooter Libby for obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. They're obstructing justice every single day. Cheney's office refusing to be part of the executive branch
right.
and hand over it. They're just constantly doing this. It's like having a mafia family run the country.
You certainly
can't afford it.
That's an interesting analogy, particularly with Hillary with her sort of silly Sopranos ad. Okay,
right.
Hey, John, thanks so much for calling.
Just one other thing.
Yep.
The thing about the looking at impeachment and what we did with Nixon and what we did with President Clinton is that those things, especially Clinton's, that was trumped up stuff.
Right.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Well,
this is real stuff.
There'll be Republicans saying this is trumped up. But hey, John, thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Your time. We're going to go to Gina and let's talk about traffic for a minute.
Thanks, Jim. Well, so far, so good around the metro area. Not a lot to worry about. We're just enjoying a nice ride across town. That includes along I-25, which is pretty heavy, southbound 104th to 84th, but nothing major to bog you down there. We also have southbound I-25 on the increase from I-70 to Spear if you're trying to get into downtown. And southbound 225 is a little sluggish through the DTC. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies. It'll be a warm day with a high of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 60. And currently fair and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. And
you know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Investments. And we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 15-Minute Retirement Plan. How to avoid running out of money when you need it most. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-1146. It can be a personal tragedy when you think you've accumulated enough wealth to retire comfortably, only to realize you've come up short. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-1146. That's 1-800-900-1146.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Bond 5th Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. A matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Live, local, and progressive. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Back at you. Jim Spencer in for Jay today. We're talking about the other America, the America where you and I live, but not where Scooter Libby has to. We got Mike on the phone from Denver. Hey, Mike, Jim Spencer, thanks for joining us. What's up?
Thanks very much, Jim. I would like to throw in a suggestion, and I have mentioned this before. You know, it seems like a lot of us Democrats and centrist Democrats still remain a little bit reluctant to challenge our friends on the other far side. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned this. If everybody, Democrat, moderate, strong, whatever, would fly their American flag on their home upside down, that might begin to send a very strong message. The reason, and that, you know, some people have said that's very disrespectful.
Right. I think you'll find a lot of people say that.
It is not. If anybody will Google the American flag or flying the flag or whatever,
mm-hmm.
upside down has always been an international sign of distress. It is not disrespectful. I am a Vietnam vet.
Right.
I am proud of my country. I took an oath to protect the Constitution. I believe in our process,
mm-hmm.
but I also believe in expressing what I feel is happening to our country. It is not disrespectful. It's a sign, international, sign of distress.
I think you're onto something, Mike, but I think that I mean, we're probably going to agree to disagree about what the best way to express our feeling of distress, but I think you're really tapping on something that might be pretty primal here. If we could find a way that most Americans could agree to express their distress, nice little run, eh?
Yeah, very good.
You know, that actually might make a statement that maybe the president, the Congress, that everybody would listen to. We'll have to talk about that in the next hour. But, Mike, thanks very much for coming on.
Jim, thanks very much for filling in. You're
sure.
Doing a great job. Enjoy your day.
All right, good.
Thanks.
So what we're at now is a place where, you know, we've got the Scooter Libby thing going on. It's symbolic, I believe, of the two Americas, not the ones that John Edwards used to talk about, but the one where Scooter Libby lives and the one where you and I live, and where people can do things and not be held accountable, where you get people being hypocritical. I think when the law and order crowd starts to talk about, you know, oh, well, it's okay to do this, and the conservatives say, oh, yeah, it's perfectly good because he's just a fall guy and this didn't have anything to do with Iraq, but it has everything to do with Iraq, and it also has to do with the rule of law. You hear those people talk about the rule of law all the time. Well, here's the rule of law, and they've just breached the rule of law. And, you know, what we're going to talk about in the next hour is some more about the other America. We're going to talk about what the Bush administration has done in terms of the rule of law and maybe perhaps even extending that rule of law or maybe even abusing that rule of law as it comes to regular Americans. It's an interesting contrast to what you're seeing happening with Scooter Libby, because we're going to talk to Mark Silverstein of the ACLU about these young people who were denied entry into the Rocky Mountain National Park because they're walking across the country with peace T-shirts on. Well, for God's sakes, I wear strange T-shirts to Rocky Mountain National Park all the time, and nobody ever bothers me about that. But Mark Silverstein of the ACLU in Colorado will talk to us about that, and I think we're also going to talk to him about a lot of the research he's done. He's used the Public Records Act, the Freedom of Information Act, to find out an awful lot about how the Bush administration and the Bush Justice Department has gone after people who really only are very minimal threats to security. And we'll talk about that in the next hour. So come on back.
It's the video everyone's talking about.
How's the campaign going?
Well, like you always say, focus on the good times.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, has the Hillary Clinton Sopranos parody online. Watch it now on AM760.net.
Everybody in America wants to know how it's going to end.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one
one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-810-5223. 800-810-5223.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Across the West, the heat is on, and Mother Nature won't hit the off button anytime soon. CBS News correspondent Sandra Hughes.
Las Vegas yesterday, it hit 115. Phoenix, 116 degrees. And Palm Springs was a hot and dry 119.
Much of the West is in for triple-digit readings again today, and that could be a problem for firefighters in Tempe, Arizona.
It is very difficult, but most of the firefighters that we have out here are acclimatized to it, and we take a lot of precautions to make sure that our members stay hydrated and safe, understanding that the temperature is going to be very high.
More heavy rain is forecast for parts of Texas that have been clobbered by storms for 2 weeks now. Some people love their video games, computers, TV sets, and fax machines so much, they won't leave home without them, even when they drive. John Olzicki with the National Safety Council wonders what they're thinking or if they're thinking at all.
Anything that takes your eyes, your hands, or your brain, or in this case, two of the three, off of your driving is not a good thing.
A dozen states are looking into laws that would limit the use of distracting electronics. So far this year, Tennessee is the only one that's actually taken action. Former Vice President Gore says he's glad his son is safe and getting treatment and that no one was hurt. California police say Al Gore III was driving his Prius at around 100 miles an hour when they stopped him. That could be the least of his problems. Orange County Sheriff spokesman Jim Amermino says police found marijuana and a stash of illegal prescription drugs inside the car.
The amount of pills he had with him obviously was not something you can take in a day or two.
Overseas, British police may have found the bomb factory for last week's aborted terrorist attacks in London and Glasgow.
Police have been searching a rented house in Scotland, and the British media are reporting it was used as a bomb factory by some of those accused in last week's failed attacks. Locals say police are stripping it to look for fingerprints and other forensic materials. The house is just a few miles from Glasgow Airport. Now, that's where two men tried to crash a gas-laden Jeep Cherokee into the main terminal building last Saturday. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
It's not unusual for soldiers to come home from Iraq with combat-related mental health problems, but thousands of private workers who supply security services and take care of other needs in the war zone are going through the same thing. Dr. Spencer F. at St. Vincent's Hospital in New York says a lot of them aren't getting the help they need.
The problem is that because they're not in the military, they don't have access to Defense Department facilities in the U.S., nor do they have access to the VA health care system. Therefore, they may often fall through the cracks.
A municipal worker who says her job smells is suing the city of Detroit. Susan McBride says she's sensitive to scents and can't work because another employee insists on wearing strong perfume. McBride filed her suit under the Americans with Disabilities Act. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 15, NASDAQ's up 4. This is CBS News.
Reason number 9 to switch to GEICO. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with GEICO. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. At least two wildfires burned near populated areas in Colorado yesterday before firefighters got the upper hand. An 8-acre wildfire near Edwards now contained after a 20-person crew extinguished the hot spots late last night. Farther west along the I-70 corridor, a fire near Eagle scorched about 10 acres as crews battled into the evening. No evacuations ordered and no reports of damage. Meanwhile, two teenage boys are accused of starting two separate wildfires in Aspen this week, including one the cops think was sparked by fireworks. The boys not identified because they're under 18 and have not been arrested, but police say the cases will be referred to the DA for prosecution. And a Denver judge says a state rule limiting the number of medical marijuana patients that caregivers are allowed to oversee is jeopardizing the lives of such patients. Ruling in a case involving an AIDS and hepatitis C victim, the judge suspended a rule which says a caregiver can only give pot to up to five patients. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, nothing to be concerned with. You've got a beautiful drive around the metro area. No wrecks or problems. Northbound lanes of I-25 are fairly congested, though, from Downing Street toward Alameda, and we're still loaded up on the opposite side, southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 90. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the Italian BMT sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey?
Yeah?
We really need new carpet in the bedrooms, living room, study, game room.
Sounds expensive, 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 and expensive.
Yeah, wrong, 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 and wrong.
Right now, get professional carpet installation for as many rooms as you'd like for just $99. See how at the Home Depot. Now until July 11th, buy the carpet, and basic installation is just $99, no matter what size house. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And this is Jim Spencer sitting in for Jay Marvin on this morning in the other America, the America where Scooter Libby doesn't have to live. And joining us right now is Mark Silverstein of the Colorado ACLU. I believe he's the legal director. And I want to thank Mark because he's done us a great favor. He's on vacation and he's on a cell phone, so we're hoping that Mark is standing still as an antenna if we have a good connection with him. Can you hear us, Mark?
Yeah, I can hear. Can you hear me?
We can hear you all right. Just don't move. So look, Mark, we've been talking about the other America today, the America where Scooter Libby doesn't have to live, and how, you know, Scooter seems to be able to do things that other people don't get to do. And I know that you have done a terrific amount of work using the Freedom of Information Act and also some other tools, legal tools, to discover just exactly what the Bush administration has done in terms of the other America. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about these. While Scooter Libby doesn't have to do jail time, two kids with peace T-shirts on can't walk through Rocky Mountain National Park for reasons that I still haven't quite figured out. So let's talk about the sort of the double standard here. Do you see one?
Well, sure. There's apparently a park regulation that is like many regulations on government property, and it requires a permit for rallies or demonstrations or parades. I don't think any reasonable person intended that that regulation be applied to a couple kids who want to walk through government property, a national park, who happen to have a message on their T-shirt or attached to their overalls in some kind of way. But that's what happened here. You know, with the 4th of July holiday yesterday, I was thinking about this, and I was just thinking about the people who got together and started a revolution to get this country's independence. And I can't imagine that when they got together and wrote the Declaration of Independence or later the Constitution, that they would have thought that it was okay for the the king or the government to stop people from expressing a simple message unless they got the permission of the government.
Well, it's kind of antithetical, is it not?
Well, sure. And you know, I just wondered if this was a case of just some low-level park employees just mindlessly and bureaucratically applying a regulation in a situation where it was never meant to apply.
But let's talk about that, because we live now in a place in the other America where we live, where while Bush is commuting Libby's sentence, there's also been all of this take on terrorism, on repressing people's speech, on looking over people's shoulders and trying to get phone records, and the whole sort of panoply, is that how you say the right word, of attempts to narrow, you know, other people's abilities to do stuff. Like, for instance, I wear a T-shirt to Rocky Mountain National Park sometimes that says, "The beatings will continue until morale improves." You think they're going to stop me?
Well, or, you know, what if a couple people had come into the park with a message that said, you know, some sort of memoriam of a soldier who died in Iraq.
Right.
It's hard to imagine that person would have been told, sorry, you can't wear that T-shirt unless you apply for and receive a permit.
Well, do you think we mess with people, though, who now, in sort of the protester-type folks now, who... in a way that we didn't before 9/11, and certainly before George Bush.
You know, it's always been hard for people espousing minority positions or positions critical of the government. It's always been hard for them to have full First Amendment rights that are equal to those who are expressing approved or conventional messages. I would like to think that we've gone a long way in this country towards educating those who apply and carry out our laws, towards educating them about the First Amendment and the rights of persons to free expression and to express viewpoints, even ones critical of the government. And then every once in a while, you come upon something like this, where a government employee who has power says, wait, you can't say that here unless you get official permission. So we still have a ways to go in terms of educating about the First Amendment.
Well, Mark, hang with me. We're going to talk to Bill in Longmont. Hey, Bill, Jim Spencer, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mark. Jim.
Sure.
When I heard that story, I was struck by something interesting. You know, these kids walking with message placards through the park get stopped. Whereas any tourist's car coming up Trail Ridge Road, festooned with political bumper stickers, probably would go right through.
Sure.
What is the legal and historic law of difference between those two actions?
Mark, you want to take that one?
Well, you know, the park regulation refers to a rally or demonstration or parade or other expression of a message. I don't know if there's any additional definition in the regulations. I've only read part of them, but some bureaucrat could apply that definition to the car too. And I think, you know, what I would say is that's an unreasonable and also an unconstitutional application of that regulation. It can be okay for the government to require a permit to use a stage, the steps of the Capitol building in Denver, or some other or a part of the park. You can have a permit scheme that requires you want to sign up to use this space, first come, first served. We've got this permit scheme so that, okay, your group wants to be there at 4 p.m. on Sunday, great, you've got the permit. The next group that comes and wants to use that space at that time, they're told, hold it, someone else has that space at that time, so you'll have to go on a different day or a different time.
But that's just...
That's what those permit schemes, that's the reason you have them. It's sort of like the government acts as a traffic cop.
It's logistics.
To make sure that there aren't, you know, people competing for
right.
The use of one particular place at the same time. to apply it in the situation of the kids who want to just walk through the park with the message attached to their own bodies, that's absurd. And it also, the government's got no legitimate interest in requiring a permit in that situation. You know, if this were tested in court, we could be well armed with case law.
Well, of course you'd be well armed, and you would win this. It'd be a slam dunk to win. The question is when we're going to get to a place where folks will recognize that you shouldn't have to take this to court. It shouldn't even be a court case to begin with. I want to talk to you a little bit about the stuff you discovered when you were using the FOIA to find out about the surveillance that the government has done in recent years, and particularly speak to us a little bit about since 9/11 and maybe even since the Bush administration came in. Have you noticed a pattern of more, well, maybe not. All right, we've lost Mark. He's in the mountains, but we're going to talk to him when we get him back about what the Bush administration has done, whether it's been more zealous in its oversight of people who may not have opinions that agree with the administration than maybe others have. I think that relates also back to the Scooter Libby situation in that, you know, the real ugly part of Scooter Libby is it was payback. It's all related back to Joe Wilson and yellow cake uranium and Joe Wilson, you know, calling BS on the administration as it tried to gear up for a war that it didn't really have the evidence to, hadn't done the due diligence to get the complete story on in order to unilaterally invade a sovereign nation. And so, you know, that in a way there was some payback for what one could consider political dissent. And so that's really what we're trying to talk about here. I think you find out that you find people who really aren't doing much in terms of being political threats, certainly terrorist threats, getting attention that they might not otherwise have had. And I think that what's going to happen here is I want to hear from you guys about that. I mean, do you feel like the government's snooping on you? You can reach us at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
To New Long Valley. See store for details on advertised price guarantee.
Last week at the Go Used Car Super Sale, we sold hundreds of cars and trucks. Now, Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So let's swap cars. Go swap your old one for a brand new car or truck. Go swap and receive the highest value for your trade-in. Go swap and we'll meet or beat any advertised price. So let's swap cars. Right now at all 17 Go showrooms. Shop thousands of Toyotas, Jeeps, Nissans, Fords, Hondas, Dodges, and more. You'll even see your trade-in value up front with a new Go Smart Choice. Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So what are you waiting for? Let's swap cars and receive the highest value for your trade-in at all 17 Go showrooms. So let's swap cars. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light screen. Go!
And now for the bonus round.
If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix, it's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5x5 details.
Our next life exercise, assembling bookshelf. Begin in a crouched position, nervously staring at the 75 different pieces.
Huh?
Good. Lift shelves onto metal studs. Curl up, slide in. Curl up, slide in. Notice a shelf is missing.
What?
Repack, repack. Lug back to store.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, morning 6 to 10.
Just answer the question. Don't sit there and fool with me.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
We the people are the ones who hold the power.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
We want to arm the people who have been killing our soldiers.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Now at least you have something to replace your old nightmares with.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
Big Beat. Jim Spencer for Jay Marvin. We were talking to Mark Silverstein, the ACLU, about the aggressive effort to restrict free speech at Rocky Mountain National Park on two folks who were trying to walk through wearing T-shirts that were and carrying placards on a peace march. And talking about what does constitute free speech and how the government ought to be able to regulate it. We're also going to talk a little more about what kind of efforts the Bush administration has used to crack down on people who don't agree with it. I think that plays into the Scooter Libby discussion, which we've been having about the other America this morning. But right now, let's talk to Ray in Denver. Hey, Ray, it's Jim Spencer. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have a tattoo on my arm that says peace. I wonder if I'd get thrown out of the national park.
You know, I think it depends on just how zealous the park rangers think they ought to be. I think that the sort of the political sensitivity of people will make something of a difference. What if you had a swastika cross tattooed on your arm? Do you still think you should be able to go into the park? Ray?
Well, yeah, I think I should be able to.
I do, too.
It's a free country.
Absolutely.
And as it stands right now, I don't know if that's going to be so... If the Bush administration stays in there much longer.
Well, we're on a countdown, and probably one that's becoming a more desperate countdown each day. Why did you have the does it say peace or is it a peace sign on your arm?
No, it says peace.
Why'd you do it? Have it done?
Because I'm a peace-loving guy.
Mm-hmm. And that's your sort of personal statement, and I think that you would think that you would be able to make that, and your government shouldn't tell you that you can't be for peace.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, we live in a country where I have freedom of speech,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's part of my freedom of speech is to say I like peace.
Well, there you go. Let's talk about other people's freedom of speech. Hey, Ray, thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. So let's talk about this. What's happened in America a little bit, I think, during the Bush administration is that there's been a real effort to pay back people who don't agree, to really, if you're not with the president, you're against him, and then that means that you'll do just about anything to get back at him. I think you saw that in the Scooter Libby situation, which spins really from Joe Wilson telling the administration that their thoughts about Iraq and nuclear arms were specious, and by saying that, he undermined some reasoning for the invasion of Iraq, and by doing that, then he had to be paid back. He had to be discredited. He had to be compromised in some way, and that led to the exposure of his wife as a CIA agent, which, in fact, is felonious kind of behavior. And then you get Scooter Libby, who didn't do that, but then who lied to the grand jury that was trying to investigate and get to the bottom of that very important illegal behavior that
that led us into a war that is now a mess. I mean, there's, but it all kind of starts with payback on people who don't do what you like them to do. And I think that more and more you see that people get that people get taken out for saying things that don't agree with the administration. And since the war on terrorism, quote unquote, has come up, it's become, I think, easier and easier to do that. I think Mark Silverstein has proven that with a lot of the work he's done with the ACLU about the spy files in Denver, about finding out surveillance of peace groups as they stand peacefully, you know, holding up signs at demonstrations near NATO conferences and that kind of stuff. Those aren't the bad guys, folks. Those are Americans who care, and yet because they don't agree with us, we're keeping files on them and that sort of thing, as if they are, you know, the problem. They certainly aren't the problem. The people who are civically involved. On the other hand, we've got the whole free speech thing is a problem of really measuring the worst of these. And so, you know, so I asked Ray whether he thought he should get into Rocky Mountain National Park with a swastika tattooed on his forehead. I think, didn't Charles Manson have that? Anyway, you know, or whether there should be a white power group that could walk through there with a really obnoxious message. I think that's really where you have to challenge yourself for what you believe in free speech. So, if you want to talk about that, let's talk about it. 303-713-7600 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Jim Spencer. We want to hear from you. The one of the things that Silverstein found in his FOIs was that there were people who would normally have never attracted attention, I don't think, and that were getting attention to the extent that they actually had FBI files. And one of the most egregious examples was a Quaker girl who was approached by the FBI and local police and joint anti-terrorism task force members before the Republican convention. She was in Denver, of course, the Democratic convention. The Democratic convention was in Boston. And yet they came to her doorway, the feds, the G-men, asking what if anything she was planning to do. And when we take on the Quakers because they might have opinions that differ from ours, we really are missing the point. Okay, you know, I don't think you're going to see you may be seeing doctors involved in, and maybe that's the case, maybe you may see doctors involved in these bombings in Great Britain and Glasgow, and that really is a scary prospect. But you know, the Quakers are dedicated to peace from the jump, and yet we were treating her in the same category as we might be treating, radical religious zealots who are willing to turn violent. And so you wonder if that's going to be the way we're going to go for the next period of time until Bush gets out of office. You want to talk about it? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. The people who are in charge now, you know, a little power is a dangerous thing. And so I think what happened up at Rocky Mountain National Park is that some guy just overstepped his reach. The problem is then if they don't pull back off of that and say, okay, they need to clear it up. They certainly do need to clear up the policy there about exactly who gets to come in and who doesn't. A formal demonstration, maybe if you don't show up and say we want to formally show that we're for peace, you can get into the park wearing a peace T-shirt or even carrying a peace sign. That would be the kind of the alternative to this. But I think that as it comes to free speech, we need to be broader rather than narrower, and we also need to recognize that the old sticks and stones thing. I think that where we've missed some of the boat on this is that we've wasted resources in going after people, or at least looking into people who really aren't security threats, but who are people who simply disagree with the, you know, the mainstream, or maybe with the administration. Let's talk to Mary Ellen up in Estes Park about this. Mary Ellen, it's Jim Spencer. You're on the air. What's up?
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
This is Mary Ellen Garrett. My husband and I live in Estes Park. We're actually on vacation right now in Wyoming, mm-hmm. and just tuned in to your show.
Glad Clear Channel reaches way up high.
I guess so. Well, I have seen some emails about this. I'm very active in a peace group in Estes Park, and we had been preparing to welcome these hikers.
Mm-hmm.
But we were headed out of town, and I saw an email that they were being held up because of these signs, and then we did happen to see the Denver Post. So I'm glad this is getting coverage, but it's incredible that a park employee would have felt that this was something that needed to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they weren't really carrying signs. The signs actually are made out of Tyvek, a very thin material that pins to their shirt.
Right.
And it simply says, March
for peace. Yeah, number four. That's,
yeah.
I have more problem with using the number four in the wrong way when you should be using the preposition F-O-R than I have with anybody. It looks to me like what we're talking about is nothing that's any more obnoxious than a runner going through there in a 5K with a number pinned to his shirt to show that he's number 532 in the field of runners. I mean, that's the extent of what we're talking about here. Why do you think... You know, you live in Estes Park. It's not really a political place. The park isn't really a political place, and yet it doesn't seem to me that I think the guy that called and said you could ride through with any kind of bumper sticker had an interesting point.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Bumper stickers, or as you've already mentioned, other types of T-shirts or tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to give some credit to these two young people who are attempting to walk across the whole country with this very simple message, and what they want to do in Washington, D.C. is, you know, add their voices to the millions of people across the country that want to end this war now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, you know, if peace is polarizing, I suppose it could be, you know, that's not a threat to public safety or anybody else's enjoyment of the park. These kids were walking over Trail Ridge.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We actually met them west of the park on our way out on our vacation. And, you know, they're very young and idealistic and optimistic.
Let's crush their spirit while they're young. What do you think?
I don't know who first called the press on this, but I think it's outstanding that this is getting some coverage. I feel sorry for the Park Service employees that might be caught in the middle here, but we did run into this about a month ago with a press conference in the park that the Park Service held to show that there was finally bipartisan support for the wilderness bill for the park that
mm-hmm.
people have been working on for decades.
Yep. You there? Really?
Give a letter to four members of Congress, our two senators, and representatives, and the Park Service attempted to stop that.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, look, thanks, Mary Ellen. Appreciate your calling from vacation. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, we're headed for break with Gina Michaels. What's up with the traffic, Gina?
Hey, thanks, Jim. Well, our northbound side of I-25 has been pretty jammed up. You might watch out for some delays kicking in around the Downing Street Bridge and on toward Alameda. You can also expect a snag shortly westbound I-76 near 96th Avenue. That'll be due to a construction project that's getting underway. It's going to close off your right lane at 104th. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny, warm day with a high of 90. Currently, partly cloudy and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway.
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
Instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Actually, you got Jim Spencer sitting in for Jay Marvin this morning, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And if you want to talk, call us, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Right now we're joined by Kyle Patterson. Kyle is a spokesperson for Rocky Mountain National Park, and I want to thank Kyle for taking the time to come on and chat with us. Kyle, thanks so much for coming on the air with us.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the policy that was applied to these folks who were trying to walk through the park with the March for Peace placards stapled to their T-shirts.
Okay, absolutely. I do want to clarify, too, Jim, that we absolutely understand that First Amendment activities are a right, not a privilege in our country, and that includes things like freedom of speech, assembly, press, religious rights, and however, the courts have recognized that activities associated with the exercise of these rights may be reasonably regulated to protect legitimate government interests. So goes on to basically give the National Park Service the authority to regulate such aspects of First Amendment activities, such as time, place, manner where they are conducted, in order to protect park resources and impacts to visitors.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have something, you know, not to sound too bureaucratic, but in our Code of Federal Regulations that basically says that demonstrations and other public expressions of views are allowed in park areas provided mm-hmm. a permit has been issued by the superintendent. And so these students came into the park on Sunday morning at our Grand Lake entrance with placards wanting to express publicly their views, and they also had a reporter with them. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, you know, we contacted them to talk through what our regulations were and that they needed to have a permit. And so that's when we started talking with them and trying to look at other possible solutions for what they wanted to do and eventually, you know, let them go ahead and continue through the park.
Mm-hmm.
And so those, I don't know if that answers your question, Jim, as far as what the basically the regulations are or what our rules are in the park. And
my specific question, Kyle, is what if they had, you know, what if they had not contacted you? What if they'd simply just walked into the park? I mean, they weren't carrying big signs. They had, like the lady said in the earlier call, I hope you were able to listen, that they were just had these little things tacked onto their T-shirts that said March for Peace with the numeral 4. You know, if they had simply walked into the park and just kept walking and not told anybody,
right?
What would have happened then?
Well, they did stop at the Grand Lake entrance and said, you know, we are heading into the park. This is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if, you know, either way, I guess I don't really understand the question, but either way, a ranger would have contacted them. This was a public, again, expression of their views. It was an organized event. I think, I don't know if the, and I did not hear the earlier conversations.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website address to an organized event that this is happening throughout the United States. People can join them. People can assist them with vehicle support. So, you know, the size of the placard,
mm-hmm.
was indeed a placard. And again, it was a public display. They had a reporter with them.
Mm-hmm.
So very different than somebody just driving through with a bumper sticker or, you know, a T-shirt, just going along their way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I don't know how familiar you are, Jim, with Trail Ridge Road.
Well, I'm a member of, I have by the National Park.
Wonderful.
Pass.
Very good.
And my wife and I come to Rocky Mountain National Park on a regular basis.
Fantastic.
It's a great facility.
Great. So you can understand our concern as well when we were talking with the students that Trail Ridge Road, you know, on a Sunday morning, July 1st,
mm-hmm.
is crazy. We've got thousands of people, thousands of cars. There's no real shoulder for most of the road. And so we were also concerned about these two students' safety walking along the side of the road.
But you could not, by regulation, stop anybody from walking on Trail Ridge Road if they weren't wearing a sign. I mean, I've walked up Trail Ridge Road a little bit myself, from just moving from one of those viewing areas down to a little better spot to get a different view to take a photograph.
Right, but a lot of times what we do is we stop and contact these folks and ask them if, for instance, they need a ride or if they have appropriate water.
Mm-hmm.
Or things like that. So normally, it's not very common to see people walking along the side of Trail Ridge Road, and
mm-hmm.
especially at those elevations above 12,000 feet. You know, lightning and thunderstorms are very possible up there. So no, if we see people on the road, and the rangers normally contact them and say, hey, do you need a ride?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very common at all for people to be walking on Trail Ridge Road. It draws a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that, and I don't think it's coming to this because it becomes an expensive proposition for everybody, but are you convinced that the way y'all handle this would be able to withstand a court challenge?
We do, yes. We think we handled it very reasonably. We, you know, dealt with the students for less than an hour. I think that they had mentioned that they were detained for 3 hours. That was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that we were very reasonable. And again, the courts have recognized that activities associated with exercise of these rights may be reasonably regulated. So, you know, it has been held up in court before. And I think also, you know, the National Park Service manages areas where millions of people visit, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of the reasons why we have these regulations in place are because we manage areas like the National Mall in D.C., Mount Rushmore, Martin Luther King's birthplace, War Memorial, Statue of Liberty, and so we constantly get requests from all different kinds of organizations and people
mm-hmm.
To be allowed to, you know, express their public expression of views.
And we do
allow that, but we just say, hey, we're going to permit it so that we can protect the resources
right.
and impacts to visitors. And, you know, we have religious organizations that come during the summer, and mm-hmm. there's, you know, two people sitting in an area outside of our visitor centers, and we get complaints all the time from people.
Right. What's the lead time for getting a permit?
You know, it depends on what you're looking for. We try to encourage people, and again, most organizations know this. They contact us ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
If these, you know, kids would have called us on Friday even, we would have been happy to work with them. It was tough on Sunday because, you know, people were gone. It's obviously a lot of folks' day off, including
mm-hmm.
our chief ranger and our superintendent. They don't work on Sundays. And so we had to, the ranger had to get a hold of the chief ranger via cell phone and was able to do that within an hour, and the chief ranger gave them verbal permission to go ahead and go through the park.
Can, Can you remember any other time in your... How long have you been there?
I've been here 6 years.
Okay. In the 6 years you've been there, can you remember any other situation that is similar to this?
No, I cannot. I know that when President Bush came to visit the area in 2001, mm-hmm. we were contacted by a number of organizations that wanted to protest.
Mm-hmm.
So we started the, you know, giving them information on permits, and then when they realized that the president wasn't going to be coming through the main area of the park, many of those organizations chose to protest somewhere else where they would be more visual.
But you did give them permission to protest in the park as they went through the channel.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, what they actually did, Jim, is because we, you know, shared with them, hey, the president's not going to be coming through any of the main entrances,
mm-hmm.
they said, okay, thank you, we won't protest in the park then. We'll protest in the town of Estes Park where we'll be more visible.
Okay, so y'all feel like you've done this right and you would do the same thing again in a similar situation.
Yeah, I think, you know, that we just, again, as we talked to the students, we said we would have been, you know, delighted to work with you. And you know, we feel like we were very reasonable on Sunday morning, and we certainly did not turn them back. They mm-hmm. were able to go through. And then part of the condition, Jim, that we talked with them, the ranger said, you know, hey, in order for you guys to go through, we'd love for you to have a support vehicle. We don't know how you guys are going to do at high altitude. They didn't have a lot of water on mm-hmm. them. And so that was part of the condition. They were able to, you know, said they'll contact somebody to be able to pick them up if they need that help. That same ranger, Jim, checked on them at 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on Sunday evening at the Farview Curve and said, you guys need anything?
And the message had nothing to do with your detaining them or anything?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
All right. Well, Kyle, we appreciate you taking the time to come on and explain that stuff, and wish you good luck and have a good summer in the park.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good summer, too, Jim.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, look, we're going to move on to some more traffic with Gina Michaels, and then we'll be back on the other side. Give me a call. It's 303-713-7600.
Thanks, Jim. So far, so good. We still have some slower conditions along northbound I-25 between Downing Street and Alameda, but it's looking a little bit better. Heavy traffic as well, westbound I-76 approaching I-25. Keep in mind, too, that they're going to be working on westbound I-76. We're going to have a right lane closed at 104th. That's ongoing until about 3:30 today. Weather outlook, expect a mostly sunny, warm day with a high of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and breezy, low of 60, and currently it's partly cloudy and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. 60 Progressive Talk.
Summer's here and it's heating up. This is the best time of year to apply Revive to your lawn. Get rid of those dry browns.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
To evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Making progress before you get to work. With J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jim Spencer sitting in for Jay today on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of talk, give me a call. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We've been talking today about the other America, the America where you and I live and Scooter Libby doesn't have to. We've been talking about the things that are done to people who disagree with the administration. That relates back to Scooter Libby because that was a payback, to Joe Wilson exposing stuff. But we've moved on to a discussion a little bit of the free speech of protesters and people who have ideas that may not run right in line with the current administration. And we were talking about a couple of young folks who came through and tried to walk through Rocky Mountain National Park wearing small placards on their T-shirts that said March for Peace. And they were held up at the gate under a regulation that requires a permit for demonstrations. Now, they eventually resolve some of their issues. But the question is, and we just had Kyle Patterson, a spokesperson from the park, on, the question is whether if those kids had just tried to walk through the park wearing that little bit of stuff, whether they would have been stopped, and whether or not this is overstepping the bounds of regulation and unconstitutionally restricting free speech. We got Mark on the line in Denver. Hey, Mark, Jim Spencer, how you doing?
Good. Jim, how are you?
I'm hanging. What's up?
This is really cool. I've never been able to get through on a radio show before, so
Well, there you go.
Yeah. All I know about this is what you just said on your intro, and I heard I picked up the last or from about the middle of the National Parks spokeswoman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from what I could surmise from the situation. But I'll tell you, I think it's a load of baloney what she's trying to sell. I think she's a bureaucratic pinhead. I think that it's just another great example of people that have been given a little bit of authority, and they hide behind their regulations to pursue their particular agenda. and then they try and defend it as rational behavior by hiding behind these regulations, which they have this impression that, hey, these regulations were written, they came down in a burning bush, you know, their laws from above. These regulations were written by people to be enforced by people with judgment, you know, and you know,
is that the so-called Moses syndrome, Mark?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it's like, look, you know, and then these bureaucrats they'll say, well, oh, geez, if we'd have let these two kids do this without a permit, well, that's setting a dangerous precedent. No, it's not setting a dangerous precedent. It's using a little bit of judgment. And then if the next incident comes along and you got 300 people trying to clog the roadway,
right.
And you know, and then you enforce your regulation, and they say, oh, wait a minute, you let those two people go through, that was a precedent. You say, no, that was not a precedent. That was me using rational judgment, and now I'm using rational judgment again to say, hey, guess what? You're in violation of the regulation.
So
use your head. You know.
You think I asked her would there have been any issue at all if these kids hadn't sort of announced themselves? I mean, I think they might be testing the theory here anyway, in kind of a bit of a publicity stunt. But you know, I asked
even
her.
Even if they are, big deal. Two kids with signs on their T-shirts. Big deal. Come on, this is America. You know, I just, this is probably going off on a tangent, but I just read in the Reader's Digest that there's some township in Ohio somewhere banned chatter on the Little League baseball field because, you know, they don't want people's feelings hurt by saying we want a pitcher.
Hey, better swing.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, yeah. And this is, you know, I think that, again, to go back more towards being on point, mm-hmm. I think this is a great example of what you're talking about two Americas. You know, you got some powerful mm-hmm. Washington insider mm-hmm. that gets out of a prison jail term,
mm-hmm.
but you got two kids that are hassled
mm-hmm.
for doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, I don't care what this lady says. She, you know, and these spokespeople and
right.
the bureaucratic people who hide behind the regulations because, oh, see, I got the black and white here to back up my behavior.
Yep.
And you know,
I call that bureaucrat's truth.
Exactly.
It's, you
know,
got
yeah.
it written in black and white. Hey, Mark, thanks very much for calling.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the calling again. That's just total crap, and you guys are great.
Take care.
See you.
Okay. We got about 3 minutes left in this segment. What we're going to do in the next segment is talk about some more about the other America, only this other America is going to be one that Pat Walk talked about as an election issue, too. It's going to be about the other America where there are 47 million uninsured Americans with no health coverage. The ones who have health coverage are getting charged more and more to where they can't hardly afford it. And we're going to talk a little bit about the prescient Michael Moore and his new movie, Sicko, which does go off on the pharmaceutical and insurance industries in pretty hard order, but and maybe a little bit over the top, but maybe not. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Right now we're going to take a last couple of calls, and we're going to do it real quick. We got Nate from Denver. Nate, Jim Spencer, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Make it quick.
I'm just curious when the bumper stickers will keep us out of the park next. So,
You know that when they do the bumper stickers, I think that's when we're going to go to court.
And what's the difference? Those two guys had
yep.
bumper stickers on their shirts. So
sure, I think you make an excellent point. Thanks a lot, Nate.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too. All right, we got Stan in Estes Park. Stan, give it up.
Hey, listen, I've lived in Estes Park my whole life, and, you know, I think they did an okay job with this. I think they could have done a little bit better, but, you know, like the guy said, I have a bumper sticker on my car. I go through the park all the time. And, you know, and they say they have to protect the resources. I don't know what really resources they're talking about. Maybe the tourists that go up there, but, you know, maybe it's the elk that they have to protect. But, I think, you know, it's just a joke. I mean, there's two people. What kind of problem are they going to create, you know?
Yes, but it's the eye pollution for the tourists who have to read a political statement, or perhaps the elk who stop bugling as they see
right.
the words peace.
Exactly.
Peace. There's a little peace there.
Got to keep them quiet, too, I guess.
There you go. All right, Stan, thanks so much for calling.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. All right, look here. We're going to take it on in to the fourth and final hour here. We're going to talk about health care in America, or lack thereof. We're going to talk about Michael Moore and Sicko, which is a new movie that, you know, is going to hit your screen sometime soon if you're an American. So you hang with us through the break, and we're going to be back in just a few.
AM 760 is your home of the Colorado Crush.
How about that wild card playoff win on the road over Kansas City? Now the Crush get to go to San Jose to take on the Sabercats. We'll have Countdown to Crush at 12:30 this Saturday afternoon. Kickoff at 1.
Crush, playoff football, Saturday on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C Corp, an S Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-810-5223. 800-810-5223.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in high definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. There's been a massive rescue operation in the waters of the Irish Sea off Dublin. Let's go live to London and CBS News reporter Vicky Barker, who has the latest.
Nick, it must have been absolutely terrifying. A sudden violent squall hits the Irish coast where the National Yacht Club Junior Regatta is underway. 91 boats capsize, throwing 110 children into the icy, turbulent waters of the Irish Sea. But a happy ending to this story. The Irish Coast Guard says its crews have been able to rescue all of the children, and they'll have a grand story to tell once they get over that initial shock and terror. Nick?
How hot is it?
We could fry eggs on the sidewalk.
Ashley Lowe in Las Vegas, where the forecast is predicting a high of 118 degrees. That would tie a record set 22 years ago, as much of the west sizzles and swelters.
We don't get the humidity, but it's just so hot that it overheats cars, it breaks down our air conditioners, it overheats everything. It even starts fires in the desert.
The mercury could hit 101 today in Spokane, Washington. To the south, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has ordered cooling centers opened around the state of California. More Americans have been killed in Iraq. The military says 2 soldiers are dead, 2 wounded in a roadside bombing in southern Baghdad. The grim toll is likely to grow in Mexico. Officials say at least 40 people are dead in a landslide that buried a bus. CBS News correspondent Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
It's an isolated, mountainous region where there has been constant rain over the past few days. These are areas where the roads are not paved. It's been 24 hours since this avalanche occurred, and they've only managed to pull 7 bodies from the wreckage. People on the scene working describe the remains of the bus as twisted metal.
Officials say it's impossible to know how many people were aboard because the bus made several stops along its route. There's been a significant jump in the number of legal immigrants applying for citizenship. Audrey Singer of the Brookings Institution says one reason is the current political climate.
Immigrants are feeling a little bit insecure after the most recent congressional debate on immigration. And some of them may be motivated to clarify their position in the United States, to make the claims that they are here and they're here to stay.
Among the other reasons for the upsurge, increases in processing fees set to kick in soon, as well as the number of citizenship drives around the country. It's not only cell phones. In a dozen states, lawmakers are pushing measures to force drivers to keep their attention on the road and not video games, computers, TVs, and other devices. John Ulcheski at the National Safety Council says driving while wired is only likely to get worse.
Certainly
as electronic gadgets become more ubiquitous in our cars, we're going to probably see these kinds of activities continue.
Several states are trying to track just how distracting devices can be and what role they may play in accidents. On Wall Street, a mixed picture. The Dow is down 19, the NASDAQ up 2. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Call now.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Three people are dead after a four-vehicle crash overnight in Aurora. A mother, father, and their young son died when a tow truck clipped another vehicle and went into oncoming traffic and was rear-ended by yet another car. A statue of a Colorado Navy SEAL who died while serving in Afghanistan has now been dedicated in Littleton, about 2,000 people turning out, as the memorial to Danny Dietz was unveiled in Berry Park. After his death, Dietz was awarded the Navy Cross. His sister was moved to tears by the dedication.
I can be certain that now that this sculpture is here, that children will have a better understanding of what a true hero represents.
Believe it or not, some residents had objected to the statue because it shows Dietz holding a rifle. And they campaigned together in Iowa. Now the political husband-wife team of Bill and Hill is heading to Aspen for two fundraising events this weekend. Senator Hillary Clinton joining Bill Saturday for a cocktail party at an Aspen restaurant, with a second party a little later at the Belly Up Eatery. Tickets for the cocktail hour, $1,000, while the Belly Up event costs $2,300. Neither one is sold out. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, so far we're enjoying a nice ride around the metro area. Not a lot to worry about at all. Still just have traffic bogged down a bit. Northbound I-25 from Downing Street to Alameda. Same situation. Southbound 25 through downtown I-70 to Spear. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies, a warm day with a high of 90. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 77. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Need great-looking documents done right and on time? Office Depot can help. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit them online 24/7. Office Depot, taking care of business.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the Evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How you doing, Denver, Colorado, Wyoming? This signal reaches apparently. This is Jim Spencer. I'm sitting in for Jay today. We've been talking about the other America, the America where Scooter Libby didn't have to live for the first few hours. But for this hour, we're going to talk about another other America. The America where people who try to get their health care live. And that America is becoming an incredibly difficult, strange, and often tragic place. You know, I don't know what you think of Michael Moore, but I'd say he was provocative. And as I've said in the very first column I've posted on my new website, SpencerSpeaks.com, please go, SpencerSpeaks.com. The first column is called Requiem for a terminally ill health care system. And it's not just about Michael Moore's new movie, Sicko, which does deal with the American health care system. It's about what the alternatives are and the fact that we have reached a crisis point in American health care. Michael Moore's movie is generally provocative, as you would expect it to be. Some people are saying it's over the top. He actually took some folks down to Cuba to get them some medical care in Cuba that they weren't able to get in the United States of America, which, you know, as I said in the column, that's not an invitation to move to, it's not a reason to move to Havana. It's a reality check, folks, a reality check. So we're going to be talking about health care in this segment. We're going to be talking about costs of insurance. We're going to be talking about the management of care. We're going to be talking about turning healthcare, which is a healing art, into a business, or as I said in the column, prostituting healing arts into a get-rich-quick scheme for insurance executives and pharmaceutical companies. And if you want to talk about that, we want to talk to you here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Right now we're going to be joined by Edie Sun. She's the spokesperson for the commission, the 208 Commission, the Blue Ribbon Commission on Healthcare Reform in Colorado. Hey, Edie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity.
That's all right. See, I'm saying your name. Your name is spelled S-O-N-N, but pronounced S-U-N-N. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay, good. Well, forgive me my phonetic troubles.
Don't worry about it at all.
And deliver us from temptation and all that.
Nor absolve myself.
There you go. So, look, you're working with a group of people in Colorado who is going to become extremely important, I would say, actually, in terms of public policy, the most important group of people sitting in Colorado right now, because the way the legislature and the governor have laid things out, they have essentially promised a near universal health coverage plan by 2010, and actually that puts you guys on an awfully fast track toward giving the legislature something that it can actually approve, I believe, in the 2008 session and then work for 2 years on getting implemented.
Ideally, yeah, that's it. And let me just point out that how extremely accelerated that timetable is. Most other states that have embarked upon a comprehensive health reform process have given themselves 2, 3, even 4 years in some cases to do the work that the commission is cramming into a year. I mean, there is a lot of analysis to be done, a lot of work to cram into just a year. So these guys are working real hard.
Well, I think there's a reason for the compressed time frame. I mean, I think that the compressed time frame recognizes that, yeah, it took longer in other places, but we've reached a point where we may not have that much time.
Well, I think that's a good point. There's a real sense of urgency that everybody feels.
Now, we've got about, what, 800,000 uninsured people in Colorado?
The most recent numbers that our evaluators came up with are 785,000 people.
Mm-hmm. And those folks, I think I want to clear something up for people who listen and also the people who used to call me when I wrote about immigration. There are a lot of people who feel like you could just turn poor people away and especially turn undocumented people away from emergency rooms. The law does not allow that, does it?
That's correct. Emergency rooms, there's a law that is abbreviated EMTALA, emergency room treatment, and I forget what else it stands for, but basically it says that an emergency room must at least stabilize anyone who comes into the emergency room, regardless of insurance status. They can't ask about that.
It doesn't mean
they need to keep them there, but
right.
They need to at least stabilize them.
They have to treat them. It's kind of a bottom line on the thing. And certainly if they presented and they were very sick, it is simply illegal to turn them away. So the notion that you hear, well, these people, if they were any good, they'd get their own health insurance, or, if they're not responsible, then just leave them be. Or if in some cases, and I hear from the xenophobes, if they're not documented here, if they're illegal aliens, let's just put them on the street to die. That's not an option, even if you were mean-spirited enough to do it. And so because it's not an option, then you end up with a group like you're working with, a group that has to figure out a way that's better than emergency room care as primary care, because that isn't very efficient, is it?
It's not efficient. It's incredibly expensive. What you want to do is ensure that people have a regular source of care. Some people refer to that as a medical home, but some place where you can turn to for preventive care and to keep small problems from turning into big ones. That's better for you yourself as an individual. It is better for society because we don't then have to pay the cost of that person coming to the emergency room with a big problem. And then that person can't afford to pay for it. And so the cost of the care that is provided to them gets shifted onto the costs that you and I and everybody else who does have insurance, we end up paying for that. And I think it's important for your listeners to understand one thing about the uninsured. I mean, there is not one monolithic group
right.
of people called the uninsured. There are some people who are simply too poor and may not realize that they qualify for Medicaid or something like that. But there is a large
chunk. Well, they may be working poor and they don't qualify for Medicaid,
but
they still don't have enough money to afford health insurance.
Exactly. They don't qualify for their employer's plan, or
right.
their employer may not offer it. Our most recent numbers show that about 70% of the uninsured in Colorado are in a household where at least one person works. But that doesn't mean that person has access to health insurance. They might not be eligible for their employer's health care plan because they don't work enough hours or they don't meet other criteria, or they may be working for somebody who just doesn't offer health insurance at all.
Well, there you go. Let's take a call here from Jeff out in Summit County. We're going to talk a little bit about, you're working on the state plan. I think he wants to talk about a national plan.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, it's Jim Spencer and Edie Sun. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So, we're talking now about the Colorado plan for universal health coverage for members of Colorado. I have people who tell me that's a Band-Aid, that where we got to go is a national plan. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly where we need to go, and what we need to do is get rid of the middleman, the profit takers, the insurance companies. We basically bail out every time there's a natural disaster or any kind of disaster. Our tax dollars bail them out anyway. So if we get a national plan and basically have a nonprofit organization that we could pay into as taxpayers,
mm-hmm.
and then basically have that cover us, and for those who want to go and have a different kind of coverage, they can stay with the insurance companies. They can do that. You can give them that option. That way you can take away their argument of, nationalizing health care,
mm-hmm.
becoming, they call us, socialized medicine and all these other kind of things.
Right. Actually, in my column, I call it civilized medicine, which I think is actually a better term for it.
Well, I think it definitely is civilized, and the rest of the world civilized, but our capitalistic mentality here is such that, we can't shut down the insurance companies. Well, no. What we can do is form an organization
mm-hmm.
within the government for those people who want it, like me,
mm-hmm.
like the other 46 million people without health care, to say, we want to choose this program other than being forced to pay ever-increasing...
Jeff, do you mind if I ask, do you have health insurance?
I do, luckily, through my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She works at a bank,
mm-hmm.
but I am an independent contractor,
uh-huh.
general contractor, and...
And if you had to buy it yourself, you wouldn't be able to afford it, would you?
Well, for the longest time, you know, even when I did work for companies, I had to pay $800 a month for me and my family.
There you go. That's 10 grand a year.
Exactly. That's right.
Maybe a little more than 10 grand. I don't know. I can't do the math right here. I'll have to do it during the break. So, Jeff.
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Jim Spencer in for Jay Marvin this morning. We're talking this hour about the continuing our theme of the other America. And this is the other America where people struggle to pay their health care bills and people struggle to afford health insurance. We're joined by Edie Sun, who is a spokesperson for the Colorado's Blue Ribbon Commission on Healthcare Reform, the folks who are now a consultant is going over 4 plans that may be blended into a hybrid, or one of them may be picked to be recommended by the commission to the state legislators to pass and implement in Colorado to hopefully provide a decent, affordable health care to folks in the state.
If it's okay, can I just clarify a little bit what we're doing with those proposals and what might come out of that process? Just to make sure that the folks who are listening understand, as Jim said, we are evaluating 4 proposals. Now, there are 31 that were submitted to us.
which is just crazy. I mentioned earlier that, you know, a number of other states have taken a similar approach to Colorado in terms of trying to come up with a comprehensive health reform solution. And one of the things that we did, as other states have done, is kind of throw it open to the world and say, okay, guys, give us your best shot. Give us your best thinking. How would you solve this problem? Now, other states that have done it that way have gotten a handful of responses, mm-hmm. you know, like maybe 5, 6, something like that. We got 31. So the commissioners, now, according to the statute that created the commission, their responsibility is to analyze 3 to 5 mm-hmm. comprehensive approaches to health care reform and present their findings to the legislature. So what we did was we narrowed those 31 proposals down to 4.
Right.
Those are being analyzed right now. And then when we get the results of that analysis back in a couple of weeks, then we'll decide, well, maybe we'll use one of those as the platform for a consolidated proposal of our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you said, we might blend a couple of those. We might add elements from some of the other proposals that were submitted to us. So then we would have a fifth one that we'd be analyzing as well.
All right. Let's talk to Karen in Johnstown. Karen, Jim Spencer and Edie Sun, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, I've got a couple things.
Good.
I have Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
I get excellent care with Kaiser. I'm not complaining about the care. I have to be self-insured, which means I'm paying $9,600 a year to get health insurance.
There you go.
I'm 58. My husband's on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So his premium is about $100. All the rest of that is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going up anywhere between 15 and 22% a year. Okay. Now, the thing that I really have problems with Kaiser, and I don't know if this happens with other HMOs or other carriers, Kaiser actually dictates where I can live in the state of Colorado.
By the hospitals, so you can be near enough to a hospital that will treat you in a Kaiser
yeah.
plan.
Right? I have to be within 20 miles
yeah.
of the clinic.
There you go.
Which meant that the farthest north I could go is Johnstown.
Right.
When we moved from Golden. They said if I wanted to move to Grand Junction, what would happen is that I could live in Grand Junction,
mm-hmm.
but any routine treatment would have to be back here in Denver.
Yep.
If I went to the emergency room in Grand Junction, I better make sure it was an emergency or else I was going to have to pay for the whole thing.
Right.
Once my husband worked on Medicare, if we were in Grand Junction, they were going to totally drop him.
Hmm.
And just in the interests of clarity, I mean, you could live anywhere you wished if you chose to have another insurance plan.
I can't get another insurance plan because of pre-existing conditions.
There you go. See, this is right in the middle of what we needed to talk about. And one of this is where somebody gets having to get their own insurance now. They're out of the pool. They've got to play with their conditions at their age. And this is where health care reform is going to be driven because people like Karen are not isolated cases. People like Karen are becoming much more the rule than the exception, and that's why what the work that Edie's group is doing is so important. Edie, I want to ask one question. Karen,
sure.
I'm going to thank you and let you go now.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Sure. You know, one of the things that's going on here is that that 3 of the 4 plans that you guys have being reviewed right now actually require mandatory participation, and you're going to have one heck of, and I should have used the H-E-double-L word, of a public education effort to explain to people why you are going to essentially force them to buy in to a health insurance plan, because in addition to uninsured people who can't get it, there's a certain number of people who just choose to, you know, think they're so healthy that they don't need it. And sometimes they are. But the more people you can include in the pool, the lower you can get the premiums to be in an overall sense. But the idea of mandatory participation is kind of, that's a real tough one, particularly
well,
in Colorado.
Let me just say a couple of things to that point. First of all, only 2 of the 4 plans that we are looking at would require people to have insurance. There is one that is a single payer system where everybody would be covered regardless, but they don't.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, come on now, Edie. The single payer system charges you premiums through income tax and payroll deductions. You're not calling that mandatory?
Well, I guess in the sense of calling it what is known in the industry as, quote-unquote, an individual mandate. Okay.
We're not talking pay or play. We're talking about the fact that, and that's what the two are that have the individual mandates. But if you've got a single payer system that takes the money out of your payroll deduction, you're talking about a mandate that's even worse than any of the other two that you're describing. But anyway, go ahead.
But hang on just a second. Yeah, a couple of points to that. First of all, I do think it's interesting that, on the one hand, there is the discussion that, how can you force me to have health insurance, but there are the people saying, give me a single payer system,
mm-hmm.
and they want that. People who say they want a government run a single payer system, implicitly are saying, yeah, I'm willing to pay for that through my taxes.
It's so simple.
And then
it's expensive,
point,
but it's simple.
And another point to this question of the individual mandate, because the way the other plans, two of the plans we're looking at would do it, would say, okay, you as an individual must have insurance, in the same way that you must have car insurance, you
right.
must have health insurance,
well,
and if you don't,
you pay
let me finish. If you don't, then we're gonna ding you.
Yep.
But it's this is an idea that came out of Massachusetts, and they have been in the process of doing their own health reform for the last year or two,
mm-hmm.
and it's been very interesting to see the response to that requirement for individuals to have health insurance. There are a lot of people who haven't yet bought into it, and they've got like a year's grace period. But what's interesting is the more they understand about the need for it and how much it's going to cost them, the greater the support for that requirement has been. In fact, there was a statewide poll in Massachusetts that the Harvard School of Public Health just did a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
saying that, by and large, people think that's a good idea. Now, are they going to put their money where their mouth is? It's going to be really interesting to see.
That's what we're going to see in Colorado, too. Let's take a call here from Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, it's Jim Spencer and Edie Sun. You're on the air.
Good morning. And then Edie, thank you for your work. I would add to something, and maybe you guys already have, Edie, to look at Kucinich Conyers' bill that he offered for national single payer health care that addresses the private insurance companies would have to relinquish their business and it would go to a government plan, that those workers would be taken care of and addressed, and all those unemployment problems that insurance companies talk about would see redress. Another thing I think that Jim brought up that's really important is the fact that, the reluctance for people to be forced to have insurance. But I think that can be overcome with what you said, Edie, and the fact that you talked about how if people get the information, they'll realize that it's a good thing. And really, that's the thing. We're going to, when you come down to a plan, you're going to be fighting billion-dollar companies that will not want this. So, I mean, the anti-healthcare bills or slogans will be out there, the advertisement of it, and it'll be enormous to overcome all that that type of press and ads that they'll do will be huge. But I think if you get the information out there, it'll happen, and we have to have insurance. We just do. And it's Social Security. Look at how many people say, well, if you give me that Social Security money, I could invest it better. And if you check into these people, they've never done any investment, but they always think they can do it better.
All right, Kevin, thanks a lot. Hey, Edie, thanks so much for being on with us. We appreciate it. And you've got a whale of a public education effort ahead of you. So thanks for joining us, and we'll be back on the other side after some traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Jim.
All right, thanks, Jim. So far, traffic in good shape for us right now. In fact, nothing to slow you down. Very, very light conditions. A lot of folks obviously taking the day off. So just enjoy the ride. Southbound I-25 has...
John, tell Edie she can go.
Southbound some congestion between I-70 and Spear, otherwise in very good shape. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 90, currently partly cloudy and 77. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get up to Winter Park this summer and experience a thrilling ride down Colorado's longest alpine slide and pedal on over 600 miles of mountain bike trails. Save 10.
Get the-
something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User directed, only brand clinically tested.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine, start with Superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-351-1624.
This works. Call the number.
800-351-1624. 800-351-1624.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey?
Yeah?
We really need new carpet in the bedrooms, living room, study, game room.
Sounds expensive, 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 and expensive.
Yeah, wrong, 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 and wrong.
Right now, get professional carpet installation for as many rooms as you'd like for just $99. See how at the Home Depot. Now until July 11th, buy the carpet, and basic installation is just $99, no matter what size house. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, inviting you to tune in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11. We're going to talk cars, car repair, guest experts in studio to answer all of your questions, and a do-it-yourself hour beginning at 10 o'clock right here Sunday morning at 9. We'll see you then.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's kind of mellow music to end out the morning, but it's kind of a mellow subject. We're talking about healthcare in America. Invite you to go to SpencerSpeaks.com. SpencerSpeaks.com. You can see the first column I've posted on my new website. I'm going to continue to write columns regularly on that site. And this one's called Requiem for a Terminally Ill Healthcare System. Talks a little bit about Michael Moore's movie Sicko, but it talks also about the new universal coverage health care plan that Coloradans are supposed to get by 2010 and all of the logistical problems with trying to manage that. Also, the column tries to reprise something I've done before, which is to get folks to send me documentation of their single most ridiculous medical charge. And the last time I did this was at a newspaper in Virginia, and I actually was able to document a $120 dose of Tylenol. Can you top that? Can you top a $120 dose of Tylenol? Please send your entries to jim@spencerspeaks.com. Also, just head to the website, spencerspeaks.com. Take a look at the column. You can get some ideas about what we're doing. Before we take a couple more calls, I'm gonna read to you from the, and I'm going to explain to you why we need a single-payer system, okay? Because if you're going to get health care ought to be a right in a civilized society, and it ought to be simple to get. And it would ought not to take doctors having staffs of dozens of people culling through hundreds, dozens at least, of insurance plans to try to figure who covers what, and then going through the rudimentary denials and trying to refile and then collect the money. And just if we really believe in healthcare for Americans, then we're going to give it to them in a way that's easily addressed and people understand. Three of the four plans that are under consideration in Colorado don't do that. There is one plan, a single-payer program governed and administered by, like a public utility, with the premiums charged through income tax or payroll deductions. Then the consumers choose any licensed healthcare provider in the state, and you go there. The benefits are packaged, are determined annually. And there's a statewide patient health network, and they use the data to reward providers for high-quality care and identify training needs. But the whole issue here is the government doesn't employ the doctors. What the government does is collect the money that pays the doctors. So the government isn't dictating treatment per se. And there's some logistical problems with this, clearly. But that's pretty quick and simple. They take it out of your taxes or out of your payroll deduction, and you got insurance coverage. Here's how some of the other ones read. Medicaid-funded insurance subsidies for those under 300% of the federal poverty level. Basic benefit package through large pool with annual benefit cap. Individuals can use subsidy to purchase employer-sponsored insurance. Medicaid reform, including Medicaid-managed care, pay-for-performance, consumer-directed home care. Here's another. Individual mandate, all Coloradans must have insurance. Guaranteed core of benefits plans for individual insurance, modified community ratings, subsidies up to 250% FPL, which we now know stands for federal poverty level. Third plan, individual mandate, all Coloradans must have insurance or pay assessment if they do not. Pay or play for employers, either contribute to employee coverage or pay assessment. Create pool of purchasers to negotiate with providers. Require guaranteed issue, pure community rating, risk adjustment. Subsidies of up to 400% FPL and small businesses to purchase coverage in the pool. Minimum benefits package includes dental, mental health, substance abuse, prescription drugs. Expand public programs for disabled, elderly, medically needy children and parents up to 300% FPL and childless adults up to 100% FPL. Merge Medicaid and CHP Plus. Guys, it's gobbledygook when what we need is a system that's simple, but what we may not have is the will to do this. The single-payer plan is the most expensive and the most controversial and the best plan. The single-payer plan is the plan that lets you straighten out the financial part of it, but also lets you make most of the calls on your treatment. And it's not socialized medicine, it's civilized medicine. We're going to take a call now from Michelle in Denver. She wants to talk about the single-payer plan. Hey, Michelle, it's Jim Spencer. Thanks for hanging so long.
Hi, Jim. So glad to talk to you. I wanted to refute one thing that you said, that single-payer is the more expensive plan. Actually, people paying progressive tax for their health care would end up paying less than they do now for premiums and out-of-pocket and deductibles and copays and all of that. Because now we're spending 31% of our administrative dollar or of our healthcare dollars go to administration, and a large part of that is the profits of the for-profit insurance companies. Their high overhead costs for just administration of over 1,200 different private insurances, duplicative paperwork. You know, every provider has to have people in their office just to deal with the paperwork. So it costs everybody more: providers, hospitals. Mm-hmm. Consumers. And I just wanted to, there are a couple of points I wanted to make about why the individual something about the individual mandate, like Massachusetts has, and why it's onerous, because it requires purchase into the private, for-profit insurances, their primary responsibility of the for-profit insurances is to make profits for their shareholders.
Right.
And the way that they do that is by insuring the healthy and wealthy and eliminating everybody else. I mean, everybody has heard about pre-existing conditions. And when we had our health care hearings, I'm with Healthcare for All Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We are one of the co-authors of the single-payer proposal in Colorado. So we heard, of people being eliminated or not covered because due to borderline cholesterol or non-malignant breast tumor, you know, anything can be used against you.
To knock you off a plan.
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I wanted to point out, there are a lot of the insurance brokers around the state. I saw a newsletter that one of them put out, and they're putting out a lot of misinformation about single payer, about how people are dying in droves in other countries.
It isn't happening.
No, it's not.
That's why Sicko is a movie worth going to see.
Absolutely.
And you can measure what you're, but most people are getting to be like that lady who called earlier. You can measure what your own personal experience is with what you think might happen to you if you lived in a Canadian model or a British model or a Swedish model for healthcare. I think that the numbers basically say, the UN statistics show that we lag the world, the industrialized world, certainly the post-industrial world, in infant mortality. We have high infant mortality. We have lower life expectancy. We ain't working here.
Absolutely, and we lag in almost every area. And even though we average twice as much per capita healthcare spending in this country.
There you go. You make a good point, by the way, about those administrative costs. I understand that argument that you can take those administrative costs in the single-payer plan and put them back into patient treatment. It may be the same number of dollars, but the number of dollars are going to be spent helping people as opposed to helping insurance.
Because we're so doing so much cost shifting right now.
All right. Hey, Michelle, thanks so very much for calling.
Sure.
Okay, we got Al in Fort Lupton. Hey, Al, thanks for hanging so long. It's Jim Spencer. What's on your mind? Al? All right. Well, maybe not Al. Gene. I put Gene on the air? I'm sorry, Gene? Gene? Well, I didn't get Gene. All right. I'm sorry. All right. Al?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Jim Spencer. Sorry, I'm having a number of brain flatulence, as we would say in the ever so politically correct world. I hit the wrong button here. So
I understand.
You got to catch right. Yeah, we all do. You had a question about what would you do if you were traveling and got sick. That's a very good question. But go ahead and let's talk a little bit about healthcare.
All right. Well, first I want to explain my situation. In '93, I was hit. I was involved in a traffic accident with an 18-wheeler. I was hit in the rear. Make a long story short, 10 years after two major back surgeries and residual problems, I have a very rough time getting insurance, and I only can get insurance either through Medicare, which I have allowed to lapse, or a group plan. My question is that when I was before I was able to return to work, I did a lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
On the programs that are in front of the, will go to the legislature, what if you're in Georgia and you get sick or get injured?
I think you're making a good case, Al, for the need for a national health plan. I think that all of these plans, though, are going to have to involve some sort of reciprocity. But you raise a question that I simply can't answer, and that's a good question for the commission to address. As it is right now, your insurance does move with you if you have a national company like a Kaiser or Cigna or somebody like that. You go to their, you might have to go in their network, but you can at least go to the hospital. When you get into a single payer plan, it's only a statewide single payer plan. You're talking about some logistical issues if you're not in the state where the plan is operating.
That was my question.
Yeah.
I wish
I had an answer.
when I was fighting American Family over my back problem, they determined that because I had a birth defect that did not show up until I was 43, I was only two-thirds available for insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up having to go to court.
Hmm.
We won, but, you know, Here, 14 years later, they've never settled up with me.
There you go. I mean, that's the other thing about the court system. You get a judgment, but good luck collecting it. Hey, Al, thanks for calling, and good luck with your situation.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be checking on traffic with Rick Morgan, and we'll be back on the other side. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Rick, what's going on?
In pretty good shape on the highway drive around town. That usual slow spot continues on I-25 southbound coming out from I-70 heading into the downtown area. Just adding a few minutes onto your drive. Loosens up as you head through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech center. Still seeing a pretty good drive across Aurora. from I-25 all the way up to I-70. I-70, good speed on both sides of town. Maybe a little slow there on the west side, right around Ward Road, where they're doing that work. 6th Avenue moving along across Lakewood, jumping on 470. Shouldn't have any trouble as you move across Highlands Ranch. And a pretty good drive to and from Boulder on the Turnpike right now. Weather forecast, partly sunny with a few isolated storms developing this afternoon, high around 90. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, low 60. Sunny and hot tomorrow, a few storms, and a high of 93. Right now it's 80 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get to your local Chevy dealer today for blockbuster deals on select 07 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs during the Chevy Transform Your Ride sale. But hurry, because it all ends July 9th. And see Transformers in theaters now.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the Evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey?
Yeah?
We really need new carpet in the bedrooms, living room, study, game room.
Sounds expensive, 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 and expensive.
Yeah, wrong, 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 and wrong.
Right now, get professional carpet installation for as many rooms as you'd like for just $99. See how at the Home Depot. Now until July 11th, buy the carpet, and basic installation is just $99, no matter what size house. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Ellen.
Whoa, sounds like your twins are destroying your dwelling.
I know, you'd think I'd be yelling.
You must really be gelling.
Ellen, when you've got twin boys, you need to be gelling, gelling.
Are you gelling, gelling? Dr. Scholl's new and improved massaging gel insoles now have two kinds of gel for outrageous comfort guaranteed.
Gelling, gelling? That sounds compelling.
It's the only reason my eyes aren't welling.
Dr. Scholl's, are you gelling, gelling?
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Actually, you got Jim Spencer in for Jay today. Wrapping up another morning on the radio with you. Having a great time, as I always do. We got about 8 minutes left. We'll throw the phone lines open to anything you want to talk about. But we've been talking today about the other America, the America where we live, but Scooter Libby doesn't have to. Where he can get out of prison when we might have to go. We've been talking about the other America for health care, where there's 47 million uninsured Americans and a health care system that's broke, I think, beyond repair and the need for a single-payer system. Right now we're going to go to Gene in Lakewood. Hey, Gene, thanks for being so patient. I'm sorry I set
right.
you up yesterday, the last segment there. What up?
Hey, well, here's what's up. And this is just a political opinion because I respect you from your writing. I've read you for quite a while. Here's the thing. I think we all can agree that the White House has accumulated an enormous amount of power that it had that it didn't have previous to the Bush administration, especially in the vice president's office, and especially a lot of secrecy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It has been my experience when reading through history that power once granted is very, very difficult to relinquish. Would you agree with that?
I think that's fundamentally true.
Right. Okay. Then, do you, even if the Democrats prevail heavily in the next presidential election, they gain the White House, they have a dominance in the Senate, in the Congress, do you think they're going to be able to give up a lot of this power that's been accumulated?
You mean, do I think the next Democratic president will want to give up some of the things that George Bush has been able to do?
Exactly.
I think that it will be a hard sell, because you're right. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The thing is, there ought to be some level of accountability, and that'll be up to us as Americans who have the right to vote. I think that what you have to see is you judge people by what they do, not by what they say, and you judge them by the ability to not abuse the power that they're given. And I think that you can make a case that Bush has abused his power. I don't think you have to impeach him to get to the point where the next president understands that the vice president probably should give some papers to the National Archives and that he can't commute the prison sentence of a guy who's been convicted of lying to a grand jury.
Yeah. Well, I think the secrecy thing is what bothers me the most.
Well, it bothers me
too.
The
thing that really bothered me with Nixon wasn't so much the burglary; it was the idea that he destroyed a lot of.
He covered everything up.
Historical documents.
Yeah. Hey, Gene. Thanks so much for talking. We'll see you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's try Ron in Denver. Hey, Ron. It's Jim Spencer. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You know, this health insurance program that you've been talking about should be revenue neutral to the state. Otherwise, they're going to end up doing what the insurance companies are doing.
Right.
The bureaucrats and politicians, they're just junkies on our money. I served on Arapahoe County Citizens Budget Committee.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, there wasn't a department head we didn't talk to that didn't complain he didn't have enough money or was just skating by, and they're all that way.
My understanding of the public utility that would administer
it's
this, what you'd have to worry about is the administrative overhead if they were padding themselves with a big fat staff and stuff, but it'll be the public utility function of a single-payer program is going to be necessarily non-profit. That's from the beginning, and you would hope that virtually all the money they took in through income tax or payroll deductions would be paid back out in the form of health care to the citizens of Colorado. Where you might run into a little problem is if you get a personnel-rich kind of bureaucracy where they use more people than maybe they need, and that takes
That's
away some
right.
of the money.
These guys are very good at feathering their own nest.
Right.
And I'm telling you, having served on that body, there's not one department that didn't say, oh, yeah, we're doing just great and we're doing fine, but don't cut our funding.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing, you know, if we cut our funding, we're going to suffer. Well, of course, that's the nature of it. But, you know, I'm telling you, there's not a bureaucrat or a politician out there or a department head that won't tell you that. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm, frankly, as somebody who's on private health insurance, I'm tired of paying for everybody else.
Well,
I'm really tired of it.
But
yes, I do not believe we should leave people lying and bleeding in the street.
But it isn't about whether you would believe it or not, Ron. It's the law. You are paying for these people, and you're going to have to pay for them even if we don't reform health care. You're
well,
just going to pay.
What if we reform the law instead of health care?
I'm not sure that you could withstand a court challenge on that, and I know it would be a challenge.
I'm a firm believer in user pays.
Okay, well, that's not the way the eventual system is set up for healthcare, because healthcare was supposed to be about healing and not about business. But I appreciate your thoughts, and thanks for joining us.
You bet.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay, so as we're closing it out here, I want to, you know, ask you all to remember, go to SpencerSpeaks.com. You can read the first column about Requiem for a Terminally Ill Healthcare System, and it'll discuss a lot of the issues we've discussed in the last hour about trying to reform health care in America and about the need for a single-payer system here in Colorado, which we have the opportunity to create. I really question whether or not we have the will to create it, and we're going to certainly find that out. I think that your politicians will need to be empowered in that way. Your politicians are going to be need to be empowered in a whole bunch of different ways. We've been talking today about the other America. That's the America that you and I live in. It's not the America where Scooter Libby lives. It's not the America where Dick Cheney lives. It's certainly not the America where rich insurance executives or pharmaceutical companies or their lobbyists live. You know, we've talked a lot about what happens to privileged people. We talked about executive privilege. And what we ought to be trying to do in America is to level the playing field, leveling it for health insurance, as we've talked about in the last hour, being willing as a people to commit to health care as a right as opposed to some sort of privilege. And admitting that our system, our free market system, has actually broken, is not performing any, it's not providing good health care at a better cost than some of the other models that are out there. And the other thing we got to remember is, I hope, is that nobody is above the law. And so we'll find that out, though. We'll see if Al Gore's son is above the law. He was arrested this week. That's another question of privilege personality and power, and we'll see how that plays out as it gets through the court system. But for right now, I'd hope everybody would think about what we've talked about this morning. I hope you'll continue to listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk. I hope you'll be back to join Jay when he returns from vacation. And if you like what I've done, I hope you'll call the station and tell them to give me another chance. There's a shout-out. How about a broad, raw commercial here at the end of my 4 hours? You guys take care. It's been great and always a privilege.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call